Hello and welcome to a special radio show, which is basically another SOS show. I'm Urfot, and with me...
It's me! It's Argent UK. Hello everyone.
Yes, basically the main purpose of this show is to keep you up to date with everything that's happening for SOS. We've been discussing it.
Yes, we have been discussing it, we've been discussing it at length, but over the last couple of days, there has been some very, very intense discussions behind the scenes on what things are going where, the direction we're going with the whole thing, etc., etc.
So, we've got important information for you in this one, really. You will be able to find it out on the Summer of Sonic website as well, one would hope.
And there will be another show much nearer the time, which will be very, very factual and dry and something that you really need to listen to, but obviously we're going to give you some more details now because you've asked for them.
And also because otherwise there'll be too much to put in one show, probably.
Yes, and the less that we have to do at that stage, the better, I think.
Okay, so where are we going to start off? Should we just make some of the nicer announcements, I think, since...
nicer announcements.
Well, what have we got confirmed that everyone can look forward to?
Just well, there's Lee Brotherton appearing, for a start. He's going to be doing a bit of a little performance for people. It's about somewhere between 2:30 and 3, is that?
I don't know the schedule at all, mate. You know the whole schedule.
I think Sven knows the schedule better than I do.
Of course, Sven's not here tonight, which would have been rather useful, but hey, you know.
That's a pity, really.
But he's with us in spirit, in theory. Like the meeting
like the meeting yesterday, yes.
We will leave that out of this, I think.
let's just say that Sven is a very, very on-time individual. Punctuality is his middle name.
Except for that he's been late to every single meetup, I think.
Yes.
Except for your birthday.
Except for my birthday, yes.
He was the last one except for you.
Yes. Yes, but yeah, he was like somewhere with me or near me beforehand, though, wasn't he? So there was
know.
No real excuse.
Anyway, so yes, Lee Brotherton is. what else?
Oh. We can confirm that he is going to be Lee Brotherton and not Bentley Jones. So if you see him and go, "Hello, Lee. Hello, Mr. Brotherton. Nice to meet you," etc.
Because I was confused as whether I was supposed to call him Lee or Bentley. That was confusing.
Yeah. Well, this was the thing. I was trying to get it to be Bentley Jones, but if it's Sonic stuff, he's more than it should be Lee Brotherton according to him. But that's going sideways.
Yes.
Those of you who were fans of the old Sonic the Comic, we have a small treat for you. In that one of the more familiar names of that particular series, in terms of the team behind it, will be appearing as well.
And that person is Nigel Kitching.
Mm.
And I must admit, I'm quite excited to meet him. Was he just the writer, or was he an artist as well?
He was definitely one of the story writers.
Yes. Yeah.
He penned several very, very major story arcs.
Yeah. So that's kind of what, I mean, I'd be great to meet him, because I've never met him, obviously. I've never met Lee Brotherton either, but...
We've also got some other things coming in from the sort of Sonic the Comic side, which are being sent to us by Nigel Dobbin. He's sending Sven stuff, so
that
will then be part of this whole shebang. Mm-hmm. And these are going to be sort of original prints and things that you can get to have a little look at and a nose and go, "Ooh, look at those, they're nice."
And then we send them back afterwards.
Then we send them back. But there will be a Q&A session with Nigel, and I'm sure he'll be... This is Nigel Kitchen, obviously. And I'm sure if you have a copy of Sonic the Comic, that's the Fleetway one, if you stick a copy of the Archie one in front of him, I'm not sure he'd be that impressed.
True.
So yes, so the Fleetway, the UK one, mm-hmm. sadly is no longer with us. If you say have a copy of that, and you quite like it signed by Nigel, then I'm sure he'll be most happy to do that for you, and have a little chat with you as well.
And probably the same with Lee Brotherton as well, if you've got copy of Dreams of
Absolution.
Yes,
there's going to be a QA for pretty much every guest. Mm-hmm. So in fact, there's going to be a mass QA session, I think.
Is it one big session?
Well, I think Nigel's got a sort of an earlier one than everyone else.
Okay, because we don't know what time. I don't know what time they're all appearing yet. So.
Yes.
But if you do want to meet them, you can probably come. They'll be there most of the day, I would have thought.
We're still being a bit vague on things, as you may have gathered, folks. This is because there are certain things that probably won't be revealed until the day. Mm. And even now at the it's not the 11th hour yet. Let's say it's the 9th. There are still things that are being added to it, and that we're trying to add to it. One of those things would involve another Q&A session. However, at this time, we
cannot
sure.
reveal anything, yes. partially because we don't know.
this little extra Q&A possibility came my way on last Friday morning. Mm. In terms of details, I was like, "Oh, okay, we'll have that. Yes, please, yep. if possible. Thank you very much."
Let's move on before we actually give away anything. I think.
No, I can't give away anything. In case you end up being disappointed,
but you probably won't.
Well, if you don't say anything, then there won't be. No, there we go. Easy sorted. Other thing going on. There's two guests we've had. Mm. There is some more.
There is obviously Chronicles, as you all know, probably by now.
Sorry, who was that?
Chronicles.
Oh, yes. And of course, you will be able to turn up and play Chronicles. It won't be the full game.
Probably because it's not made yet. This is
Oh no! It's. I think it's at a ready stage.
I know it's fairly close. I think they've got to still do a lot of tweaks. I would have thought.
That's the same of any game, isn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously, it's still not. You are going to be able to play it like 2 months before it comes out.
Yeah.
So I think it's only fair that it's not the full. Game.
Well, you get some of the. I think it's the. You get to see some of the game. I mean,
the first three levels. Yeah. The first three levels will be playable.
We're not going to announce what those are.
In full.
Although I think that everybody already knows what the first level is.
Would that be Green Hill Zone by any chance?
I would have thought so.
You'll be able to play Green Hill Zone and Central City and one that I can't remember the name of.
No. But you will get, even if you just get past Green Hill Zone, you'll get a very good taste for what's in it. You really will.
Yes, in terms of the whole side of things. And there'll be people around there, most likely me, telling you what way and how. And obviously, because there'll be probably going to be a lot of demand to sort of see and play it, we'll probably put some sort of time limit on that. In terms of what you can do, but people will be able to gather around and I'll do a little talk on what's going on. Or possibly someone else will. We'll see.
Okay, and I mean, the only other piece of news that's happened... Oh no, the other piece of news is the one you've been working very hard on.
Ah, would these be the cards?
Yes.
Yes. As you go around the hall, for those of you who are coming... you'll notice, obviously, it'll be done up and sort of Sega Sonicized in terms of, content and stuff. There's going to be stuff on the walls for art, and there's going to be stuff on the walls relating to websites and stuff on the walls, just relating to just general art and Sonic generally.
There'll be a lot to look at.
There's going to be a lot to look at. It might be worth your while keep making sure you pay attention to what's written down, because what's written down will be a very will be on a series of cards, which I know doesn't sound very interesting, but there's a series of cards which are actually little mini sketches in the style of and using the actual artwork of the Sonic Chronicles conversations. Those are being done by someone, don't know who, and so there's going to be about 60 of these things around the place, including obviously within the display case where there's going to be a vast array of
vast array
of merchandise of a rare nature,
and some of it is very very rare. But
some of it is very very rare. I spoke with Sonic the other day. Mm-hmm. And apparently, he himself is donating something for that display case.
That actually sounds quite good.
Yeah, so Sonic, he had to search in his drawer to find them.
He found something worthwhile?
He has found something worthwhile, and...
Did he clean it? Is it washed? Or has it still got his sweat in it?
This is Sonic. Do you think he has the patience to?
No, but I'm kind of hoping he would have given it to Tails, and Tails might have done something about it.
No, Tails would have spent too long inventing some kind of machine. When he could have quite easily just used a washing machine, no.
I think it's going to be quite safe that these are in a locked display cabinet,
though. No, it got left to me, again, as usual, to clean things.
Oh, so they are clean. Oh, good.
Yes, they were cleaned and scrubbed, and we'll leave it to you to find out what those items were.
Well, I think you've only got a choice of really three.
Hmm. Yeah, it's quite possible. unless Sonic has a spare nose, it's not going to be likely.
Mm. Or he has a new wardrobe we don't know about.
Maybe it's some of his old alternate costumes from Rivals.
Possibly, yeah.
It's a possibility, yeah.
But
if you see a tuxedo up there, you know what's going on. But there's going to be all sorts of things in this in this display case, which is going to be sort of at the back, and you'll see that. Mm. And there's going to be also all these cards around the place. Yeah.
You'll be able to see all the artwork from the game before it's even out. And it's a lot. It's not obviously all the artwork because it's not going to give away anything. But there will be.
Yeah, there's various bits of the artwork which aren't appearing. Because you don't know everything about the game yet. You may think you do, but you don't.
But actually, what's quite impressive, they are quite impressive, and their expressions on them are very good. So if you're into the artistic stuff, have a look at them, because they are very well done. Even if you don't like the Sonic X style, which I don't care about, the facial expressions and stuff are really nice, and it shows you their attitudes really nice, so you want to get a good look at them.
I'd say it wasn't Sonic X style completely. I mean, it's taken influence from that. I think it's a bit sort of between that and the old Sonic Channel style.
Oh, okay.
I know that they did use the Sonic X ones for reference, but that's because they had the most sort of expressions.
Yeah.
Reference points. So. But again, we digress. Although saying that, speaking of Sonic X. If you're a fan of Sonic X, there will be something within that display case that will make you go, ooh.
Yay. Although some people
might
have seen...
And made my wallet cry.
This is true, but come on, you're not exactly dishappy with your purchase. Or unhappy with your purchase.
No, I'm very pleased. There was a little bonus in that purchase as well, which will be on the walls, and you can see.
Yep.
So.
But anyway... We've digressed a little bit. The only other news is the fact that if you haven't registered and you're still listening to all these SOS updates and stuff, and you haven't signed up, you're too late, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, the demand is simply too high for the
capacity of the hall.
For the capacity of the hall. Now, we're well aware that we're obviously going to get some dropout in numbers, but we're also aware that a lot of people might not have signed up on that website. And have suddenly gone, oh. But no, we're at the point now where the numbers are so high, we've actually had to say no more.
And I'm afraid it is unfortunately going to be, if you weren't signed down, you're not getting in. But we'll explain that a bit more later. We're going to go over some of the rules of how, well, rules and regulations of getting in, and well, that kind of stuff.
Which fair enough, guys, because obviously most cons and things have said rules that you have to abide by. And within obviously a something like this, which you know, we're fans foremost. We're not event organisers.
No,
that's not our professional job.
Officially, but I mean, we have spent a lot of time and effort into this, but it will hopefully be well worth it. And to be fair, it's not as that we're disappointed by the capacity. It's great that we've had so much interest, but it's the fact that we didn't expect it. So we have not been prepared for this. And actually, considering the numbers, we've actually had to beef up some of our some of the things we originally had.
Yes, we've pretty much gone out of our way to make this event just as amazing as possible, and thankfully there is an entire team of some of the more senior or vocal Sonic fans, shall we say, within the community, who are helping out, because frankly we'd just have drowned otherwise. But so there is stuff. There is going to be people there with families, and there's going to be people there with younger Sonic fans. So if you're one of these fans that have been there, oh, I've been there for the whole 17 years, rah, rah, rah. Please beware, there are going to be the next generation there as well, and we want to make it a nice, friendly family atmosphere. So,
I mean, my knowledge extends to the fact that there will be kids as young as 10 there. I know a family who's bringing their kids, and they have signed up. So they are allowed to come in, and they are... It's one parent and two kids, I believe. One's 10, one's 15-ish. But obviously we've got...
I might make a point of actually, when they come along, actually greeting them myself, because I think that would be nice.
Yep. I don't actually know who they are, mind you. They're friends of my sister's in her primary school.
I'm hoping that... Well, hopefully they'll go, I'm friends of your sister's in primary school, and it'll all become clear.
Well, supposedly the older of the two siblings knows I'm Urfart, and she knows that Urfart is my sister's brother, if you get what I mean.
Yes.
But, yes, obviously, we are going to have a huge range of ages. I mean, Kev is probably not going to be the oldest person there, I would have thought. Excluding parents.
And excluding press.
Yeah, and excluding press.
I think I'm just about... Because, going away from this, because I am sort of the old... I am not the oldest on SSMB, am I?
No, you're definitely not.
Although I'm one of the oldest.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it is dependent on some things. Obviously, some people do lie about their age online. And some people just don't disclose it. So, you know.
I've always been pretty open about my age, which is like a quarter of a century. Yeah, I'm old.
Well, at least people still think you're that old, mate.
Yeah. I look even older at the moment, believe me.
Dude, people haven't been calling you 40. They really haven't.
Moving on.
Yes. Anyway, so yes, if you haven't signed up, I'm afraid you're too late. I have got messages from people who are concerned about it, and I have actually sorted most of them. I know there. I'm going to go through every single comment on the SOS I'm There page. Every single one I'm going to go through and make sure everyone's on the list. Pretty much everyone is. There's a couple of comments right at the end which weren't added, I've noticed. But I've already added those. So.
Yeah, there seems to have been... If you can comment on the I'm There thread, which is then in brackets closed, that does not mean then that you are on the list, okay? Mm-hmm. That doesn't count,
no.
Guys. Because there's been a couple of those who suddenly got, oh, yeah, I'm coming. I'm commenting on the closed post. No.
There was one member of press who actually did comment on there, and he's contacted me directly. because he's a member of press. I'm thinking he's
allowed. Yeah, but I think press is the only reason that this would be the lazy press who didn't bother to.
No, that's true.
Thing to is, contact.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. The dates are on the thing, aren't they? Yeah, there's a date. There's dates on, so I can because we know when we closed it, and basically the last comment I'm counting is one that was made on the day Mr. Sven closed it.
Yeah.
There is one before, but it looks like it's actually one of the plus ones anyway. So.
Please be aware, guys. I know a lot of you didn't actually put down much details and said, oh, I might be coming with friends. Obviously Earthheart's going to go through that list. I went through it myself. And basically listed down everyone. Everyone except Evergy for some reason. He was definitely coming.
There's a couple of other ones you've missed as well, right at the end, I've noticed. But I've already.
I blame the RSS. I blame having to go from like three different RSS feeds on it.
Yeah.
There's if you've put down I'm coming with friends or I'm coming with family, and I'm not sure how many there are yet. We have put you down as like having. If I've put you down as having like a plus three.
If it's family, I think you've put plus two. If it's friends, you've put plus three. I think I've noticed.
Yes. Something like that.
With family, we're assuming mum and dad or mum and sibling. Or dad and sibling, something like that.
Unless you if you said stuff specifically, don't worry. I've made a comment. I mean, there was somebody there who was having like half their family tree turned up. It was like ended up being like plus seven. Don't worry, we've put that.
We've got a plus
10
on there. Which is like,
was there a plus 10?
Yes, there's a plus 10. I think you said it was the DS London group.
Yeah, DS London. DS London.
Someone's
appearing en masse. So
they've put a comment saying, "Me plus 10 others from DS London." So that'll be.
And there will be some crossover as well. I think in terms of people who've said they're coming, they're going to have a friend, and the friends signed up later on and not specify that they're coming with that person.
The one thing that we haven't decided yet is obviously if. By law, we cannot allow more than 200 people in that hall at one time for health and safety reasons. The hall can only take 200 people officially.
And please bear in mind that does include us and the guests.
So if there may be a point where we'll basically say, can you just wait a second, the next person that goes out, we can let someone in. Now, obviously, if there's something that's there that... If you've seen the person you want to see, if you've got autographs from all the guests and there's nothing left for you to do, then you can always go out. You can come back later as long as you keep the stamp on your hand. We'll explain that later as well.
Yes.
But obviously, please be considerate. What I think we might have to do is en masse presses, once they've had time to get all their footage and stuff, we may have to ask some of them to leave. Like, for the DS London guys, we might have to ask five or six of them to leave. We will try and be considerate to where you've come, I think, as well.
If you're coming from a far distance, i.e. you're coming from somewhere in Europe, or America, or Australia, I think we can pretty much say that you are exempt from that.
You will qualify to stay in there all day.
Because that would just be completely unfair. Mm.
As will staff.
If you live in London, then you know we.
Yeah, we'll try.
Sorry,
we are going to try and make sure that it is as fair as we can make it, basically. So we will be assigning possibly priorities, but at the same time, we're not going to be unfair about it. I mean, my biggest worry is more the Q&A sessions are going to be packed. But obviously do remember that almost probably the whole show is going to be recorded. Or the whole of Summer of Sonic. I mean, there's not going to be stuff on stage 24/7. Anything that's probably going to be on will be recorded by at least someone. So you won't...
Well, there's going to be me, for a start, talking about camera, because I'm going to have the community camera.
Yeah.
There. Jay's going to be there, and Disco Paranoid for the Sonic show is going to be there.
And it's unlikely
at some point...
Yes,
apparently he's going to be around lunchtime that he turns up. So,
well, we know what his success with getting to events has been before. I know it's not always been his fault, but you know.
No, he has tickets, they're booked.
Let's hope there's no problems on the trains. Oh dear, please.
Yes, we cannot take responsibility for any problems you may have with transport, guys. That's
because we don't control it.
If we did, it would work.
Yes. Right, I think probably best to start going through some of the rules then.
Yes, we'll call up this. Now, obviously, this is still a little bit of a work in progress. But please be aware that the general gist of this is pretty much set in stone. Okay.
Yes. All these rules, what it is, it's called a term of entry, and basically, if you don't agree to this, we will not let you in. Full stop.
Because it covers us, it covers you.
Yeah. It can. It does potentially actually protect you from certain stuff as well.
This is not just for our benefit. It's to make sure that the Summersonic event is a good and happy place. A safe place for all of us who want to go there and enjoy Sonic.
And you will understand that as we go through the some of the rules, probably.
Did you want to read them out, and then I'll
expand on them?
Explain.
It all is going to be, in theory, legal, very legal, and very strict. What's the word for it? Boring, basically.
A bit grey.
Everything that we're going to put down on this will be put up on the Summer of Sonic website with plenty of time to read it. Assuming Sven gets his button gear. He will get his button gear because we'll make him. There will be a copy of this at the event as well. So if your parents, any of you that are under 16, if your parents haven't read it by the time you get to Summer Sonic, which you really should have gotten to by then, if they're not happy with the details of it, we won't be able to let you in. But obviously there may be some things they might want to object to it. There shouldn't be. We have covered everything in it. But obviously, we do make a point that this is, a lot of it is health and safety, a lot of it is legal, and there is some information in here for you guys as well, but a lot of it's the legal stuff. Anyone under 16, make sure your parents read it. Anyone over 16, make sure you read it. Full stop.
And if you want to make doubly sure, make sure you read it anyway.
That's true.
Right, so Earthheart's going to actually read out what we've got down here, and then I'm going to expand upon it and say what it means. If it's not clear to you what it means.
Yeah.
I'll put it in layman's terms.
Okay, well, the first point, start off with actually getting into the event.
So, when
you get, upon the arrival at the Covent Garden Dragon Hall Trust, you will be asked by a member of SOS staff to supply you the username you signed into with the WordPress Summer of Sonic site, your full name, your address, a contact telephone number, and an email address, and you must agree to all of the rules mentioned in the terms of entry. And this is the whole document, not just the entrance part. This will be displayed at the event, and it's for security and safety in the event of an emergency at the hall, such as a fire. We need to be able to have a roll call. And if the need arises, to contact you if you've won a competition or you have to collect prizes, blah, blah, blah. Failure to actually comply with... Failure to give any of your details, failure to agree to the term, will result in your entry to Summer of Sonic being denied. If you have not registered on the Summer of Sonic website, and therefore do not have a username, you will be denied entry into Summer of Sonic.
So explaining that, basically if you've not signed up, you're probably not getting in.
In fact, you're almost definitely not getting in.
Almost definitely not getting in now. Unless there's some very, very extreme circumstances. So we're not going to keep your details for anything ridiculous. It is purely so that we know who's here for safety reasons, and also because we're giving stuff away. Mm-hmm. And if you win it, we'd quite like to give it to you.
And obviously, if we haven't got your details, we can't give it to you if you've already run off.
And bearing
reason.
In mind that I've provided 98% of the prizes, there's some pretty good prizes.
There really are, actually, but we can't say anything. But
we'll expand upon why exactly you are why exactly you would be in such a prize draw to begin with a bit later on.
But, yeah, that comes later on in the entrance part. Okay, I might as well continue.
One beat.
Before entering the hall, you may be asked by either a member of Summer of Sonic security staff or the Covent Garden Dragon Hall security team to be searched for any hazardous or banned items from the hall. This includes, but is not limited, to alcoholic beverages, any item which could be considered a weapon or an item designed to cause disruption and or a public nuisance. Failure to comply with... if you refuse to let us search your bag, you will be denied entrance to Summer of Sonic. And in extreme cases, you will be detained and reported to the police. Please note that if you are a female, you may request, if it's a Summer of Sonic staff searching your bag, for a female member of the Summer of Sonic team to search your bag for you. Because obviously we realise there's some things in there you don't necessarily want guys to look at. However, the Covent Garden Dragon Hall security staff have basically the same rights as police, I would have thought. And so you cannot, if they ask you something, you must comply.
Right, so basically, this is again us trying to make sure that everything's safe and sound for you all. You say we will. This does mean there's no alcohol allowed on the premises.
This isn't our
rules. For obvious reasons.
That's the hall's rules, not ours.
Yes, it's the hall's rules, not ours. But it is sensible because obviously it is going to be a family atmosphere.
If you're worried about drinks, there will be refreshments in there in a designated area. So you will.
Yes, there's a little kitchenette area which members of SOS staff will be providing a steady stream of drinks, and it's mostly going to be squash and stuff and water.
Maybe some little fizzy pop if we can find some cheap stuff.
If you're not comfortable with that, please feel free to bring your own.
Obviously, if you have dietary needs, we would advise you bringing anything if you had dietary needs anyway, because we can't cover that. The other thing is, if you are coming for a long period of time, these are only snacky bits. We're not providing lunches. So you're either best bringing your own. You probably are just best bringing your own.
Yes. As much as we'd like to, we won't be able to, you know, provide any specific, say, dietary or religious dietary or anything like that, or certainly it's literally going to be whatever we can get out of the supermarket.
Quite literally. We will try and make sure there is some vegetarian stuff, because that's not hard to get.
Oh, well, yes, well, that's a slightly different and easier set of circumstances, but yes.
The main...
So if you are a vegetarian, like Mr. Roy Black, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. If it's not as if he's not going to make sure that there's stuff there.
This is true. The main gist of that point is basically the fact that we won't let you in if you've got a very big bag or a really suspicious-looking bag. I'm afraid we are going to search it purely for safety reasons. Now, obviously, stuff like if it's like a little handbag, possibly not, but I can't guarantee anything. It may be that we search everything. We don't know. The police do know that this event is being held. By the way, Kev, I've called the police and told them it's going to happen, just for their notice.
See, we're very organised with this one here.
The member... Right, if you really want to know exactly who will search you, period, the security guard at the Covent Garden Hall will be probably placed in the reception area. But he will have some kind of identification on him, he or she. As far as the Summer of Sonic team goes, I am basically heading security, and you will know me because I will have a badge somewhere which will say Earthart. But also, all the Summer of Sonic staff will have, it's a Sonic City stamp, isn't it?
Yes, if you look on, you'll be coming in, your hand as part of the process. When you're allowed to enter, etc., you will have your hand stamped. We'll probably specify a hand for ease, and you'll be stamped with the Sega logo.
It'll probably be
on your hand, in nice big Sega blue. If you you'd be able to tell from you'd be able to that's the equivalent of like your concert bracelet or bit of string, whatever the hell it is. So to see who are people that you can ask questions of, obviously some people will be wearing some other identifier, but there will be people there who have the Sonic City logo
rather than
stamped
Sega
on their hat. These are people specifically going to be stamped by myself. So these are people I say you can trust, and they will be able to help you. Or if they're not able to help you, they will be able to direct you straight to somebody who can.
If you're a bit worried about anything full stop, either go to the desk where you got your hand stamped in the first place, because there will be a member of staff there constantly. And if there's somebody on the DJ, they will be staff. And
there will be a small control area next to the stage. That's going to be sort of sealed off as such, but there will be most likely someone, as if I was saying, there constantly, so you know where to find somebody.
If, say, you've lost anyone under 16 who's lost their parents, I'm sure if you go to the stage, I'm sure they'll be happy to kind of say, look, X is here, where are the parents, or guardian, because he's lost you.
Yeah. Also, if for some reason, and I've just thought of this, if for some reason you are, say for some reason, allergic to ink, okay, we can stamp a slip of paper and Fart will sign it.
Yes.
And that can act as your pass, so don't worry about it.
And don't worry about anyone replicating my signature, because it's impossible.
Especially as his name isn't Earthart in real life.
That's true.
Sad as that may be. Is not...
Well, no, so, it yes. is part of my name,
keep
actually.
An eye...
Shush.
So keep an eye out for... if you see somebody with a Sonic City logo on their hand... It's a big logo. It's not exactly.
Yeah, it'll cover most of the hand. Seriously.
It's a big size logo, and it's pretty easy to tell the difference between that and the Sega logo. He says.
It really is.
Yep.
Well, however, if you are allergic to ink, you must tell the first.
Whoever it is before. We'll ask the person stamping will ask for your hand.
Yes.
And hopefully at that point you will have the sense to say no, this will kill me.
Yes.
Or whatever it is. Okay.
I will tell you, most definitely at the beginning, the main security team will be myself, Earthart, and I will make sure I wear some kind of identification saying I am Earthart as well. Kevin will be there, and he will act as security. He may not be at the front door, but he will be somewhere. Along at the front door.
I will be everywhere.
Along at the front door with me, as more so at the start, will be Vija from Emerald Coast and Turbo from Turbo Drive Live. They are acting as the main security force to start off with. And basically, I will probably be most likely the first one you will meet, because I am basically heading the security at the moment on the Summer of Sonic side. Obviously, I don't head security in the Covent Garden, but you will most likely be the I will be the first one you meet. So, if you're unsure, I will be probably the first one you meet with a Sonic stamp on his hand.
Adding to that, anybody verbally mistreating the people giving up their time on the front desk will immediately be struck out and not let in.
Yeah, that's later in there. Anyway, I think we better keep going on.
Yep. 1C.
If you've signed in as a group on the Summer of Sonic website, i.e. you've said you will be bringing family members and or you're bringing friends, you must sign in as a group, which includes the person who signed up on Summer of Sonic website, who we're going to refer to him from now on as the party leader. If the party leader is not present at the time you attempt to sign in, or the party leader signs in without you there, you will be denied access.
So, giving an example of this, I know the fact that Sheza is coming to the event and is coming with friends. Hopefully, you will have all made... If you're coming with a group of friends, hopefully you will have the sense to meet up with that group of friends beforehand. Mm-hmm. So, if you are one of Sheza's friends, and Sheza has plus two or three on there...
I think he's got plus two. One, I think, is his dad. One, I think, is his friend, who I think they've signed up as well.
So yes. So they've done the right thing.
Yeah. But we know...
So they're safe.
Yeah. But what will probably be is... Sheza's dad... Is it his dad? It is his dad. Who we saw in...
Sheza's legendary dad is... going to be there. But it's purely an example.
But if Sheza came, but his dad didn't, and Sheza signed in, and his dad came in later, saying, oh, where's my son? We wouldn't let him in, officially. Although, since we know he is his dad, and we've met him before, that might be accepted.
Yeah, so say you were a friend of Sheza's called SonomyFan001. Okay. If Sheza materialises with his dad and enters, and then you appear later...
And you didn't sign in separately.
And there is nothing like this saying SonomyFan001. SonomyFan001 will unfortunately be not getting in.
No. And that will be for the remainder. You must come in with when your party leader signs in. If they sign in, get the hand stamped, go out and come back in and try to say, here's my friend now, we won't let them in.
I suppose we can actually sort of put out a call for that person within the hall to identify.
If it will have to depend on capacity as well, obviously. But
yes, it will depend upon capacity. We will. There will be circumstances.
Remember that we have got a large number of people coming, so we can't chase up everybody. We can't. If you've got a group of 10 and each person comes in one at a time, we can't just keep calling. It will hold up the queue quite a bit.
This means you meet London DS.
Yeah, London DS, you better all come at once or else I'm going to be killing you all. Not quite literally. Okay.
And it's not trust. And having dealt with you before, it's not beyond your capacity to do that. So
anyway, let's get on to the next.
That's pretty much explained that.
Okay. Upon being cleared for entrance, so basically once you've gone past any bag checks. And once you've submitted your details and agreed to comply with all our rules, each group will be given a goodie bag with various items in it. We're not going to say what's in it. And every single person that enters will get a free raffle ticket. Then every single person who comes in gets a hand stamped, which will allow you re-entry into Summer Sonic if you decide to leave and come back. And it'll also be necessary to use any of the functions of Summer Sonic. So, if you want to go on Chronicles, if you don't have a stamp on your hand, we're not going to let you play it.
Mm. It's most likely going to be me. If you start playing it and there is no stamp on your hand, I'm going to ask you where's the stamp on your hand and how have you got in. Mm. So there will be only one person at Summer Sonic without a stamp on their hand.
Will there?
Yes.
Okay, then. That's either the security guard or someone else.
Lewis.
Oh, yes, of course.
For reasons that, won't be revealed.
Well, no.
But yes, it's for just several reasons.
Well, we can stamp his hand. Yeah, fair enough.
No, we can't.
Yeah, okay.
We can't.
We'll draw it in pen. Okay.
Actually, I wouldn't even do that.
Fair enough. Right. Last point, due to the hall's capacity, you may have to wait to be allowed in. If this happens, you haven't been denied entry necessarily, but you'll be allowed to enter when another person leaves the hall.
We will endeavour to try and make it as short a period as possible. You may well have to exercise some patience, which we apologise for, but... if you are waiting there and waiting for time, we will try and bring some of the elements of the hall out to you.
What we can do, anyway.
What we can do. So maybe we'll bring one of the guests out to have a little chat with you. Sonic's at the event as well.
Yeah, I'm sure Sonic will be happy to come out and chat with some people.
Sonic can come out and meet and greet and Sonic's not that chatty. But, no, unfortunately. I'm sure if you can speak at him.
And I'm sure he'll do some handshakes. He'll do handshakes and stuff. And I'm sure he'll be happy with pictures.
Yes. So.
One thing I will say, that's actually the end of the entrance section, but what I will say is, the actual entrance to the whole building and the entrance to SOS are two separate things. You have to go through a reception, and you have to go down a couple of steps as well, as far as I remember.
No
steps? Okay, that's fine.
I'm aware of.
Well, you've been there more recently than
me. There's a bit of a curb.
Okay, that's fine.
Should be fine. That door is actually locked. You will have to be buzzed in through the front door.
Basically, we won't open that first door until 10 o'clock, the start. Mm. Please do not turn up before 10 o'clock. We will not let you in. And that is quite final. And if you all
and we'll tell you to go away as well.
Probably. But if you all turned up at 10 o'clock, there's going to be queues and no one will get in fast.
There's also going to be a problem in that little road as well. Because it's a roadway system and it's going to be used for deliveries as well.
Actually, that's a good point. Do not turn up before 10 o'clock because there's no point. We won't let you in full stop.
As it happens, things aren't really getting going until 11.
So you don't need to turn up at 10 o'clock on the dot.
You don't really have to turn up at 10:30 on the dot.
No, you don't even. You can turn up 11, and you still probably won't miss anything at all.
Well, you'll miss me and Sven's wonderful intro, but
you'll catch that later.
Yeah, you'll see the film. That's right.
Okay, so that is basically the entrance. The only thing is, obviously, when SOS starts, we will open that first door. We'll still have to get you through reception. You can go through the reception area and then you can go to like a little corridor and then there's the door to SOS. That's where we'll start doing bag searches and checking and all that. Now, obviously, depending on the weather, we may, if any of you do for some reason turn up early, obviously I know tubes aren't that reliable, so maybe you either turn up 10 minutes before or 10 minutes after when you'd want to, and you'd probably turn up before.
One more thing. If when you're queuing, somebody breezes past you, that they might not necessarily be coming to Samurai Sonic because the hall is used for there is a sort of a secondary area level and stuff, so it may be used for other things, or they may be members of staff. Okay,
yes,
so
either for the hall or
if in the event that somebody breezes past you and you think they're queue jumping, they might well not be. They might be members of staff. Okay.
However,
don't get too angry. They'll say you're members of staff, or I'm here, or Summer of Sonic. What's that? In which case, please don't get angry with them.
Please don't use that excuse now, because we will be checked. If once at 10 o'clock, once we open that first door, I personally will be going out there, making sure everything is orderly, as probably will the security guard who's there at the Covent Garden security guard,
and probably me. Yeah. And probably Sven.
And we will make sure you queue order. We will do ask you to queue in an orderly fashion if you're waiting to get in. If it is raining, we will try and endeavour to get you in as quick as possible. It's Summer of Sonic, so hopefully it won't be raining.
Yeah, so please take a note of the weather forecast beforehand, guys. And if it's looking like you're going to tip it down, you know, bring a light-proof jacket. Bring an umbrella.
Unless it's saying it's lightning, in which case... hug the ground quite tightly.
All far.
Anyway, let's move on to the next section, I think. Now, obviously, we hope this won't be an issue, but we've got to include it anyway. Behaviour.
Yes.
Both when inside the hall and queuing for the event, this is both inside and outside the building, all members are requested to act both courteously and friendly to all other guests at Summer of Sonic. Especially to younger members. Any and all antisocial behaviour towards both staff and guests will be dealt with severely, may prevent you from either entering the event, or you'll be removed from the event and denied re-entry. This includes, but is not limited, to bullying, abusive language or gestures, the influence of any unprescribed drugs or any kind of drug abuse.
Yeah, the parents and guardians, please not be... alarmed by that. That's just sort of general standard language.
This is just legal stuff that I've put in.
This is legal stuff. We're not expecting everyone to be turning up with the packets of E, okay? it's just simple legal jargon. Basically, guys, if you've had an argument with somebody on SSMB, and they're there, and you want to continue the argument, you can continue the argument as far away from SOS as we can throw you. Because we're not having you here. We will not have you ruin or basically make the atmosphere bad for other people. Just avoid them. If there is somebody there that you don't particularly like, just avoid them. It's a big haul.
Mm. Hopefully they won't know what they look like, but, you know.
Yes.
But the other thing
if you've taken it that far...
we start to worry anyway.
Yes.
And in theory, the police should start worrying. But when I have pointed out bullying, this includes any form of bullying. Verbal, physical, racial, religious, prejudice, anything.
Character prejudice. Mm.
And this includes any... We do not want any arguments that we normally get in the community. We don't want voice actor debates. None of the voice actors are turning up, so you're not going to be able to debate, ask anything. So, I think we can confirm that.
That would I think that might be any future summer might just have that rule, just like no voice actors.
Yeah. Then so we don't want debates on that. We don't want debates on how rubbish or good Sonic games are. You are free to comment on what you think of Chronicles, but we are going to ask you no bashing. Although to be honest, I really do think you guys are going to be happy with it.
Hmm. Well, I'll be there and I'll defend it rigorously. Hmm. But
that's your job. But yes, as I said, we will take any form of it very seriously, and we are prepared to quite literally throw people out.
And if there's anybody in the queue, they'll be happy because then they'll be able to get in.
Yes. I'm going to continue with the next point. If you are worried about the behaviour of anybody at Summer of Sonic, be it staff, well, shouldn't be staff, but if it's anybody in there, we advise you to contact a member of Summer of Sonic staff immediately. We ask that you do not try to antagonise anyone's behaviour by trying to deal with it yourself. The member of staff you contact will either contact a member of Summer of Sonic security or the Covent Garden security, and they will deal with the situation.
Yes. Please do. If somebody says that somebody's acting a bit suspicious, mm-hmm. or you're sort of they're acting in a curious way, it might be a case that they're just feeling a bit, you know, out of it,
or a bit
in terms of
maybe
a bit shy and not wanting to engage. But there is a chance that they're coming over a bit funny or something.
We do hope
they do not put yourself in a position that you yourself could be in danger or anything like that. But again, this is just general.
Yes, we want to put someone who is trained in these kind of situations. The Covent Garden security staff will be trained because that's his job. I have had training in it, so if I'm there, if you come to me, I will be able to deal with it personally because I have the proper training and authority to be able to deal with it. So.
Obviously, don't come to us going, "Oh my God, he's a maniac." Just come to us, have a quiet word.
Yeah.
This will be under antagonize. Okay.
Yeah, the member of staff will probably go and see what the whole fuss about. If it's just a case of kind of maybe language barrier or something, we'll try and sort it. If there is going to be trouble, we'll make sure that there isn't as far as we can. I mean, we will make sure that everyone there is safe. That's our main priority, is security in the security department. Everybody, and to be honest, all the staff will be looking out for safety first. They all know this. We have talked to them all.
2C.
Yes. Please note that any notice or order given to you by a member of Summer of Sonic staff or the Covent Garden Dragon Hall security team is non-negotiable. Summer of Sonic staff reserve the right to deny you any further access to Summer of Sonic at any time if we believe it is necessary.
So, if you, for some reason, have got a bit strange on Chronicles and won't let anyone else play it on refusing to get off it, we will tell you to get off it, and if necessary, we'll force you to remove you from it. If we say, can you please get away from this section for the time being, because maybe somebody needs some air or something. Mm-hmm. That is non-negotiable. You do it. If we say everyone needs to leave now for some reason,
if there's a fire or something,
if there's a fire, please don't go, oh, where is it? Non-negotiable. You do it, and you do it immediately.
If you want
this is for your own safety and the safety of those around you.
Now, obviously, as we said, if you want to make sure that it is a member of the SummerSonic staff, ask them to look at your hand. And if they refuse to show you the hand, don't believe they're a member of Sonic staff, but go and tell another member of staff, obviously. Mm. But, as we said, this is partially due to health and safety as well. All the SummerSonic staff are basically fire wardens, so if a fire breaks out, you must do what we say to get you out quickly, quietly, and safely. If the fire alarm or something goes off, please do not start going into a complete panic. We know how to deal with the situation.
Yep. So you know, fire exits from the hall are basically the doors you've come in through, and there is also doors at the rear of the hall, in the corner, which are clearly visible and can be used.
And we won't block fire. And I think is there one through the kitchen as well?
In the event of an absolute major problem, and those who pass the lock, you can actually go through the kitchenette area and out of the door there.
One thing we would ask is don't try and tackle a fire yourself again. Leave it to
someone who's
got either proper knowledge of how to do it. Obviously, I know some of the guests who are coming have had fire training. I'm not going to mention any names in particular, but obviously...
Pretty much anyone who's been in the shop.
Yeah, anyone who's worked in a shop will know.
Anyone who's worked in a shop, which probably counts for everyone, I think.
Well, no. Not the under-16s, but yeah, everyone has their stuff. Okay, but yeah, don't try and handle it yourself. We would prefer a member of staff to do it, because we're allowed to put our lives at risk, in theory.
It's our job to keep you safe.
Yes.
And to get burnt, maybe.
Shush. Okay, let's continue on.
Number 3. Theft.
3.8. All items that are bought to Summer of Sonic are the sole responsibility of their owners.
We will not have anywhere specific for you to put bags, okay? Because the amount of bags would be like half the hall. There's no bag or cloak room.
If you bring anything, then this includes comics, CDs,
DSs, PSPs. Yeah.
We can't be held responsible for them. They are your priority to keep safe.
Cameras, merchandise, anything like that, okay, guys?
Anything with value, even if it's sentimental value.
We cannot keep an eye on absolutely everything. So if you've got something, please keep an eye on it yourself.
Okay, 3B. Theft of any kind from either the Summer of Sonic event or any member attending will be dealt with accordingly. Any and all accounts of theft will be reported to the police. I make point this is theft, not losing an item. If you think you simply misplaced it, then it's a different procedure. But if you know somebody's stolen it because you've physically seen them or caught an image of it, that is theft. Any member of public who donates footage for inspection and the Covent Garden Dragon Hall's own footage may be used as evidence in both catching thieves and prosecuting them.
This also, actually, I might say, covers like the comics that are available for you to read. If we find out people have been pocketing them, that is still theft.
Because they belong to whoever's donated.
Whoever it is who's very kindly donated them
and
for the event so that you can read them and others can read them. You would then be denying somebody the ability to read that comic and enjoy it.
Obviously, I'm pretty sure there's already a member who said he's volunteering some comics, but he's going to be keeping a watch on the area. I'm not going to mention his name,
which is fantastic.
Yes, and so I mean we congratulate that member anyway. But as I said, if we found you've got stolen good, we will basically report it to the police. We may let you go, but remember we've got your details, and we will be giving them to. I mean, this is the kind of case where your details will be handed on to people authority. We won't personally go, hey, here's a company, we're going to sell it. We're not going to do that, because...
Yeah, and Sega will not keep these either, I can say. Yes. Sega will not be keeping these details either.
Basically, if we no longer need your details, it will be deleted from any record, and no one will be the wiser. We are not going to keep... We'll keep a copy for the legal time period. I think it's 2 weeks, I think, in case any follow-up reports need to come from the police. Because they may need to have a list of people who've come. But, obviously, the other thing is, if any member of the public who's been recording or taking pictures wants to, does donate footage or something, we will use it to prosecute you if you... Well, we'll use it to as evidence to prove that you've been stealing, and we will hand it to the police. This is a warning as much as it is a reassurance to everyone else that, okay, we're not going to take responsibility, but if we can, we will do what we can to help.
Actually, going back to the camera stuff, if for some reason you have a problem being filmed, or you have a problem with your son, daughter, whatever, being filmed, you're really coming to the wrong place. Because there will be cameras. So you say, if you have a problem with that, I'm afraid you're going to have a problem with that.
And this is about missing items rather than theft. Please report any missing items to a member of Summer of Sonic staff. We won't count it as theft if it's just gone missing. If you've witnessed someone stealing it and you can tell us or give us a description, it might be different. But if it's just you've lost it, while we cannot guarantee that it will be found, we will do our best, because obviously when we're tidying up, you always find when you're tidying up, you find something you've not been looking for. In the event that an item is found after the owner has left and they've not reported it, we aren't going to be able to return it unless there is a return address on it, which is unlikely. But if you've reported it to us, and it fits exact description, it does have to be exact description. We are going to warn you now. But if we can also
put out a sort of a general call if anyone's found a...
Yeah. If you tell...
They hand it into the control desk.
If say, you've lost something, and you want to ask, you want us to announce on the hall, see if anyone's found it, go to the stage, hopefully someone there might be able to announce it. But obviously, if you don't tell anyone, we will keep a record of any lost items. But obviously, if you don't tell us, and we do find it, we can't return it to you. So please do tell us if something goes missing. But again, it is your sole responsibility. We cannot be held liable for it.
Prohibited items, point 4.
Yes. Hopefully none of you guys would be concerned with this anyway. Items prohibited from being bought into the Covent Garden Dragon Hall. This is not our rules, by the way. Include, but are not limited to, alcohol, any non-prescribed drugs, with the exception of those available without prescription from a chemist or superstore. So that would include stuff like we don't mind paracetamol, antihistamine, lozenges. What we obviously mean is either illegal drugs illegal drugs and drugs you need to have a prescription for to use.
If they're sort of regular things that for some reason you have on you that that make no sense why you would have them.
Yeah.
There, then, if you know what I mean.
If you do have a prescription medicine you have to bring with you, that's fine. If possible, make sure your name and stuff is on it so we can prove it's yours, not that you've stolen it.
Easy thing though, guys. If you have to for some medical thing, need to take a pill or something during the course of the day, take it in the morning.
Well, no, that doesn't always work, because obviously some people need to take it at specific times.
Oh, yeah, so if you can, take it in the morning. It's just, it kind of makes sense.
But yeah, I mean, obviously, we're not going to say if you need to take one at someone's on it, we're not going to deny you at it. We're not going to deny you it. My advice would be try and go. I'm sure Joe, I think Joe's going to be in the kitchen for some of it. Basically, there will be a member of Summer Sonic staff somewhere around the kitchen area. if you've got to take a medication because you're diabetic, so you've got to take a blood test, something like that, ask to go into the kitchen and take it, and you'll get a bit more privacy. We will only let you in for that, basically.
Or alternatively, I believe we could, if it's something a bit more private required, then if you explain to a member of staff, we won't be derogatory or anything in any way, we'll be nothing but supportive, and we'll try and sort something out for you, maybe on the upper level of the hall.
Is there toilets there?
There is a toilet there, yes.
Okay.
Well, obviously, otherwise we'd be in deep trouble.
Well, no, because we don't have to supply toilet. No, actually, do we?
For 200 people, yes, we do. for some very good reasons.
We'll explain where the toilet is when you get there. That's probably the easiest thing. It will direct you if you need it. Just be aware, obviously, that other people will be using it as well, not just us.
I believe we didn't go any further from the prescription.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, as well as those, any and all weaponry, including replicas. I don't care if they're mini-sized blunt. We cannot allow replicas in. This is the Covent Garden's rules, not ours. And any
Again, this should be blatantly obvious to people. Mm.
And any item made with the purpose of public disruption or nuisance. Now, if you don't get what I mean by that, Kev, do you understand what I mean by that? Or?
Yes.
Give me an example. I do. Then.
We won't go into it much. But for example, if you, for some reason you've got a klaxon horn, an air horn in your bag, that would be classed as a prohibited item.
Yes. Stuff like
if you've got
bombs.
A protest sign in your bag saying Sonic sucks and Mario rocks, crikey, you've wasted your time coming down.
And how you'd fit that in your backpack as well, I don't know.
And that is kind of designed to be a disruption, nuisance, and provocative, which breaks about three rules that we've said so far. Won't get in either, and neither will you.
No. Also, stuff like stink bombs and stuff we won't allow in. And I do know what they look like. I know plenty of people that have made them. So I know the thing is, all the people that be searching your bags have all had proper training. They've probably all dealt with this kind of situation before. I've worked security in Tesco. We've had much worse. Seriously.
And any application of such is, again, instant chuckout.
Yeah. If we find out you have managed to sneak something in and you use it, you will be chucked out, you will not be able to re-enter under any conditions, and possibly...
No, that will tell the people in the queue what you've done, and we'll see what they think.
And we might also, depending on what's happened, we may also call the police. Stink bombs, officially, you can call the police on, and they can be given a fine, I think.
Yes, that is true.
They can be given the fine to clean up the place, and plus damages. So if someone does that off a stink bomb, I think they'd have to pay for stress for every single person in there.
That's going to be a lot of people, isn't it?
So yeah. So if that's think this, you've got to pay for distress money for 200 people at minimum. So
and you know, there are chemicals and stuff that people may be allergic to
So we're thinking about 200 quid per person. That is 40,000 quid you might be paying out in the end. Minimum.
Is it really worth it?
Not really. And we will take it all seriously. As I said, there are going to be plenty of cameras around the place. The Covent Hall's got their own security footage cameras, so you're pretty much screwed if you try and attempt it. Anyway, let's go on to 4B, because this is kind of related. While they're not prohibited to bring into the event, cigarettes, you can bring cigarettes in. It is illegal to smoke them within the confines of the hall. That's the law, full stop. Even the Covent Garden can't control that. This includes the area directly outside it, because that is considered the property of the Covent Garden. Any person found smoking within the building, and this doesn't just include the Hall Summer of Sonic 10, will be denied further access to Summer of Sonic and the Covent Garden Hall full stop.
That does include staff, guys. It's not like we're picking on you if you've got a tobacco... Yeah. If you need a tobacco fix.
Obviously, you can go outside. If you smoke outside the building, you do need to step a few feet away because of their because the license laws, because it is their property. Officially we can't prohibit that. Please be considerate and don't smoke into people's faces,
especially those people who may be waiting in the queue. Okay, so please be considerate.
Outside, yeah.
I mean, it's take a little walk around the corner, get a bit of fresh air.
go have a look around the food shop. There are some food shops around the corner. We won't recommend you use them, but if you're desperate,
we'll actually get onto that later.
Thankfully, that's all for prohibited items.
Yes.
So we'll go on to the next one.
Point number 5: liability.
Okay. Actions that result in the damage of any equipment or property owned by Sega or the Covent Garden Dragon Hall will result in charges of criminal damage. This is something we can't control. This is something we've been told. This is basically Covent Garden's rules, Sega's rules on the lending of the equipment. This is nothing we can control. So basically, be careful.
I've got nothing else to add to that.
Yeah.
5B.
I mean, I think if it is, say, like, if it's something minor and silly, leg of a chair's gone loose,
although those chairs are pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
There is a metal failure. Yeah.
Now, if it's a case like that, equipment's fault, yes, that's our fault. This is stuff you do. That incurs damage. By sitting on a chair that's already faulty, that's not your fault, if you get what I mean.
Well, that's not our fault either.
No, that's the Covent Garden's fault, because it's their
that's
property.
The Dragon Hall's fault. That's not, I was going to get that straight. It's not our fault.
So, yes.
I was going to say, they all look very sturdy. So.
Yeah.
They're all solid metal.
If
by chance you decide that you don't like X thing that Sega has provided, and you want to draw a moustache on it, or you want to damage it in some way, you will have charges of criminal damage levelled at you.
And again,
without question or exception.
Remember, the whole thing's recorded, we know what you look like, don't try it. Second point of this is, any charges due to damage on any of the external property at Summer of Sonic, caused by an action that results in damage, will be passed on to the respective party who caused the damage.
So, if somebody damages the display case, for instance, that's an external thing, it's not owned by Sega, it's something that we've got in. There's the pods, for example, if somebody damages the pods in some way. Mm-hmm. If you get a bit, what's it, and you damage it, you will be held responsible for it.
Again, this is just how it works, I'm afraid. This is kind of the way things work. Again, if it's a little tiny thing. I mean, some companies are a bit more a bit lenient and say, you've got grubby fingerprints on top of it, we can wipe them off easily. We're not talking that kind of damage. We're talking, you've gone and broken the display case, you've cracked the glass, which I don't think is hopefully possible.
You bring up a good point on that, Rich. We will actually have to wipe the case over before we give it back.
Shush.
Because otherwise they will charge. Because they're like that.
Yeah, but they don't need to know that.
Yes.
But please try and keep it clean. And that is all on liability, thankfully.
Yes. For those of you who are, say, under 16, we have advice specifically for you coming up now. So point number 6, advice for under 16s.
Everyone else, please do stay tuned, because we've got stuff after the 16 bit.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Attendants of all ages are welcome, but visitors under 15 years of age, should be under 16 years of age, not 15, should be accompanied by a suitable parent or guardian. The organisers, or Sega, accept no responsibility for any of those attending the event, and this includes the Comet Hall as well. I think it's pretty self-explanatory, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, if you've made the decision to attend the event, then that's your decision to attend the event.
If you're under 16, please bring a parent or guardian. If you are not bringing a parent or guardian, we're not going to refuse your entry. My first advice is, make sure you're in a group. And hopefully you've signed that group up as well. we are not legal guardians. We haven't got any of the proper paper. Obviously, we didn't know not babysit, it's not the right word, but we didn't know we'd have to be responsible for any children. So, you know, please.
There is no creche facility available.
Yeah, so, you know, please be sensible about it, kids. Please bring a parent or guardian. A guardian can be an older brother or sister who's over, I think 16's allowed, but be on the safe side, 18. They can be a legal guardian because they're a member of your family. And as long as the parents trust them, that's fine. I'm going to continue on. Be careful when you're meeting anyone who is a stranger or someone you've only ever met online and you don't actually know what they look like or you've only seen them through webcam. For more information, we'll post the link up, but it's technomom.com/writing/meeting.shtml. But this will be up on the Summer of Sonic website. The link is actually already at the bottom of the page on every Summer of Sonic page where it says, be careful when meeting strangers from online.
We're guessing a lot of you haven't met each other before.
No. I mean, it happened when we guys first met for the first time. When I first went to, I think it was BirdCon, I knew Rory online, but I'd never met him. That was the only guy I really knew.
So we want you to meet friends, yep. Make friends at the event. However, please be aware, again, these are people online and show a bit of sense.
I mean,
Your life story.
Yeah, use your common sense like you would normally do with strangers. If someone's going, here, have candy, and they've not got a Summer of Sonic stamp on them.
Yeah, if someone's giving you candy with I Heart Sega on it, it's neat.
And that's allowed.
Trust me.
If they've not got a Summer of Sonic stamp on their hand, don't accept any gifts from them, I would say. There obviously may be some sites there promoting their stuff. If they say, hi, I'm from Nintendo Official Magazine, here's a free copy of the magazine, do be wary, but obviously there's nothing to stop you asking them about it.
We might have to do some sort of special thing for start of the press.
Mm.
I'm thinking maybe a Sega's cross.
I would have thought
double stamp.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll try and make it easily identifiable which people you can trust. Obviously, anyone with Sonic City you can trust. Most of the stuff we're going to be giving away is going to be stuff like food, snacky food and drinks, which will be in the kitchen area. I am going to ask. I'll do this when we get back to the normal bit, actually. I'll make a small request. On the last note, if you lose your parent or guardian, I have already said this, at any time, please see one of the members of Summer Sonic staff, and we will help you in whatever way. If you're unsure of who is Summer of Sonic staff, go to the area you signed in, or the DJ on stage, the DJ's on stage, or whoever's on stage, go to them and they will, I'm pretty sure, 100%, 99.99% of the time they'll help you.
Go directly to that control area.
Yeah. That's it really for that. So now, hopefully we've got everybody back for the last little bit. Before I start, I am going to say, obviously remember that everything that's coming to Summer of Sonic is donated. And I quite literally mean everything. One of the things that we'd like to ask is, any food and drink, can you please try and eat in front of the kitchenette area? Because obviously
there will be a couple of bins positioned around the place, but
obviously,
you know,
comics don't do well in Coke or sandwiches or mayonnaise, whatever. The display cases, you know, everybody wants to see them. If it gets ketchup all over it, it's going to be a bit of a nightmare for everyone. Be respectful, basically. We do ask that you eat all the food in the around the kitchenette area and dispose of stuff properly. We don't want to be tidying up your mess either. So, that's that really. And then the last bit. Is this on yours or not?
Yes, it's on mine. Again, this is just a sort of a general thing on sort of who owns... who owns sort of copyright and things. But so we'll just go over this very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Summer of Sonic is a free-to-attend event based in central London, UK. The event's created by Sven Jocelyn, presented by the Sonic Stadium, Sonic Rex, and supported by Sega Europe. I can hear my own voice in your thing. do we really need to expand on that?
And created by me.
This is Sven we're talking about. He's taking all the credit. All content.
You, Sven.
all content copyright to the Summer of Sonic 2008. Fan content published is copyright to the respective artists and fans. Sonic the Hedgehog and all related characters and media are copyright to Sega and all rights reserved. You basic mumbo jumbo, basically. That really doesn't affect you except for the fact that, yeah, look, you can't go around claiming you created SOS. We probably won't sue, but we'll be angry. Yeah, no, I think Sega might sue.
The internet will be upset with you. And the internet's a bit large.
That is basically... That is the main bulk of the terms of entry. If you agree to all of that, and you tell us you agree, we may test you on the door. Unlikely, but, you know...
we're not going to give you a pop quiz on what you just listened to.
But, as I said, you must agree to everything that's been in there before we will let you in to the event. If you disagree with any part of it, we won't let you in. And that's purely because a lot of it you have to obey because we have to obey as well. Other bits, it's for health and safety. If you do not agree to it, we would basically be at fault for something that happened. We can't allow that. So, I'm afraid you do have to agree to all those terms and conditions.
Actually, sub rule 8 regarding raffle prizes. No member of Sega is allowed to win a prize, nor are any direct members of the organising party. However, so basically, me and Sven aren't allowed to win the raffle.
And I think you've put Rory on there, and I'm going to include that me in that as well. I know I don't work for Sega officially, but I'm kind of doing this as part of Sega, and as security, I've kind of had to put some licenses on. I haven't put it in Sega's name, I've put it in my company's name, but, you know. So, basically, me, Sven, Rory, Archangel UK, we're exempt. We can't have any prizes. Boo-hoo. Why can't you need any of them?
Well, it wouldn't be much point in me winning them, because I'm giving them away.
That's a good point, actually.
Those people will not have a ticket. But please be aware that the other people that are actually going around and helping you, there is no reason why they can't have tickets.
Yeah.
So if one of the other doormen wins,
yeah,
don't go boo fix.
Yeah. I mean, it will be probably...
They're giving up their time, and they're entitled to be able to win something.
Yeah, I mean, Vija, who's helping me on with some of it, he's paid 50 quid of his own money to help with the event, and he's giving up his time.
Yes, please be aware of this, guys. A lot of those people that you'll see around with stamps on their hands are definitely giving up their time, hence they're there, but a lot of them have also given up some money.
And
of their own pockets.
And we're not getting paid for this either. None of us are getting paid to do this. You're not, are you, Kev?
Well, no, I'm giving up my weekend.
Okay, that's right.
as well as every single one of my evenings from here until the end.
You and me both, bro. I've got work to do.
expanding upon that, obviously the raff, I'm going to go on to the raffle now.
Yeah, no, I'll let you go on.
It's the natural progression. The raffle itself, I won't tell you what's in it exactly, but there will be various themed bags of goodies. Now, these goodies might include games, they might include merchandise, they might include rare or signed merchandise, they may include clothing or something like that. All revolving around Sonic or Sega or something to do with Sonic, but not to do with Sonic himself, if that makes sense. So, I mean, for an example of that, if say there will be a bag, a Tails bag. It will be referred to obliquely by some title to do with references Tails, and that will include all Tails. So actually, I mean, I'll tell you one that will be there. There will be the Angst bag, which unsurprisingly will contain stuff related to Shadow. So there will be obvious, but there'll be general Sega stuff available as well, and there'll be stuff that I've managed to twist Sega's arm, which, considering it's a company and probably has many arms, is quite impressive. And I've actually managed to get some various things that, in all seriousness, aren't exactly given out to the likes of you and I.
Mm.
Okay. So in fact, there's some things in. That I have, and I'm going to distribute within these bags, that are only normally given to members of staff. So,
aren't you it's all worthwhile.
The draw for these will be made at the middle/end/beginning, depending upon when they're doing it, of the Sonic Hour. Which is at the end. So if you've not stayed around for the entire show, that's another. Say that's why we need the address and stuff so we can contact you.
We will make sure we take down your number as well. We will know.
Yes, that's one of the things that will happen is we'll take down number, whatever.
The person who takes your details down will give you. We have to have the details of every person that comes in, not just the group. It can't be a group one. We have to have details of everybody. That's for like fire lists and stuff.
There's all safety stuff, guys.
But obviously, every single person will get a ticket because of it.
Yeah. So everyone will get one entry and one ticket, okay? Now, there's probably some of you out there who is thinking, crikey, they seem to have quite a lot of good prizes. Because they're so good, they're refusing to say stuff about some of them. But I will say they are, as we've said before, there are some very serious prizes there, guys. So there's a very good chance that you might want to increase your chances somehow. And far be it from us to stop you from wanting to increase your chances by passing with some cash. In typical style, you still there, Avar?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, it's alright, my computer just went on to sort of locked mode. In typical tombola style, or as it's being called in this case, the spin bowler, you'll be able to buy a strip of raffle tickets, which is 5, I believe.
Normal, it's five.
Five for one of your Earth UK pounds.
Mm.
Now, you're probably wondering what we're going to do with the money raised from that. Now, but as I said, bearing in mind that there's a lot of people who've been putting money into this, Sega providing an awful lot of prizes.
They're not getting a cent back.
we didn't exactly want our fans to be completely massively out of pocket. But at the same time, we wanted to do something good with it as well. Okay, so we didn't want to. So we were splitting it in half, basically. The first half will be redistributed. It'll be split up in equal shares, between those who have put in X amount of money towards the thing. So these are the fans, this is Sega's sort of give back as much as we can do, to those fans who have put some money in. So they'll half of that money that the Tombola Kitty generates will go back to them and split up between them, so they'll get some of their money back. The other half we're going to give to a charity. Probably the British Hedgehog Association.
That's to be related to Sonic somehow.
Or whatever it's called. Because that, we think that works, that goes pretty well, bearing in mind Sonic, okay? So that's what's happening to the money. So you can buy as many tickets as you want.
I think we will limit, if you want to buy the whole book, we'll probably say no.
We'll probably say, go out and buy us a new book first.
Then you can have that book.
You can have that. Yeah, then you can have that book, and everything will be fine.
Although you do know it would probably be cheaper just to try and buy. Well, I suppose some of it you won't be able to buy anyway, but I'm pretty sure you could bribe some of the Sega officials to make them do it, not Kev, because he's...
But those will be distributed probably from that control area, guys.
We won't do it at security, because we've got enough on our plate.
No, don't go starting about security saying, I want more tickets, because, no. Mm.
The tickets we've got at security are basically going to be one per person that enters.
Yes.
Don't bug us for any more.
Because they'll stamp your hand and send you through, or alternatively they'll send you out the other door.
Now, question: are Lee and Nigel going to get tickets as well? If they want one,
they're entitled to have them.
Okay. The entry ones, I mean.
Yes, yep. They're entitled to answer. If they want to win something,
fair enough.
They can win something. It's fine.
Anyway, we may have other things going on as well, possibly.
Mm.
Some which may require you to be there at a specific time, but, you know, we're not going to reveal it. So, we're not going to reveal all the competitions. There are going to be surprises there.
Yeah, there is an art competition.
Mm.
Isn't there? There's going to be an art competition.
And I do believe Jess, Alan, and Darkspeed... Sorry, Violet, Rory Raccoon, and Darkspeeds are not allowed to win those. For obvious reasons.
No, because they'll be dealing with it. And actually, I know for a fact that we've got some very high-quality artists coming down.
Mm.
I know that because Violet has been geeking out about it and going, oh my god.
There's one I watched in DeviantArt who I know is coming, and it's like, yeah, she's an awesome artist. She really is an awesome artist.
The competition in question. If there's somebody there who's like awesome art, the judgment I suspect will not be made upon how awesome it is, but how much heart and soul has gone into it.
I'm pretty sure Jess won't be basing hers on any kind of artistic style. I think it's going to be on how much she loves it. And I mean, her art style is really nice, but it's not the most accurate art style there is.
Violet's art style is Violet's art style.
It's stylized, especially.
Yes, everyone has their own style. It doesn't have to be photorealistic.
They will make sure they take that into account as well.
Yeah. There will be other competitions throughout the day. There's going to be something at lunchtime, isn't there?
I don't know. I don't know the schedule.
Right. There is going to be... At about 1 o'clock, 1:30 time, we're not quite sure on this at the moment, because there's lots of stuff still swapping and changing about. There will be a lunch half hour. Now, as we said before, we can't cater for all of you. So, if possible, bring your own packed lunch. And then don't drop crumbs all over the place and bits of half-eaten banana and stuff. But obviously, nothing really will be going on at that point in terms of booths and things, because you need a break.
Mm.
You need a break. We need a little bit of a relax, if that's okay with you.
Yep. we'll probably not have anything on stage, and what will happen probably is the guys on stage might take some...
No.
Is there something on stage?
Mm, yeah, I'm about to say.
Oh, go on then.
Right. What I was going to say is, if you haven't got any food, first of all, there you will go past Sainsbury's on your way to the hall, assuming you're coming by tube. There's also a McDonald's just near the tube as well. On the other side, on a different exit, get out from the place that the Dragon Hall is, there's a Burger King. And there are other various eateries around the place, like Subway and Pret a Manger and things. So if you're really in strife and wanted to get some food that way, then that's a good place for you to get them.
I believe there's also a bank. There's some holes in the wall nearby as well.
Yeah, there's three, actually. There's a double one, and there's one over the other side of the road. There are places to get money, and I think there's a bus stop very nearby as well, if you can work that out. But there is options for you in that regard. Those of you who will stay in the hall, a couple of you, or I say two, three, or maybe four of you, will be called up, possibly at random, to participate in a very special version of T-Bird's Tea Time quiz.
Yes.
So it's the Tea Time teaser, except at lunchtime.
Yes.
Which will involve a quiz on Sonic. So brush up on your hedgehog knowledge.
We don't know what the format or anything is. Tease by that and keep it secret. But you know, any of you that have listened to Tea Time will know it's usually pretty special. I know he has discussed some details with me, but even I'm not quite sure what's going on at points.
So it will literally be a case of T going, pointing at people in the crowd, those who are there, and going, "You there in the hat, come on down.
The nice looking lass down there.
Nice looking lass, yeah. Sure. Nice looking lass down there."
I occasionally have some Scottish in me accent. I don't know why.
What I've noticed is that we've all started going "I."
Is that my
in MSN chat?
Sorry.
All of us have.
I've always done that.
it's MSN accent appropriation syndrome, I think.
Oh well, but obviously not. T will be hosting Tea Times quiz.
You'll be able to spot. That's another thing. If you need a member of staff. And it's a bit busy, and you can only see heads. The one with the hat's probably T.
Yeah, that's true. But
the tall one with the beard, who looks a bit hard with the hat, that's T. If you don't know what T's hat looks like, for shame.
Yes.
T will also be available to have photos taken if you want to wear the hat. I suspect the line for T will be as equal to the line for Sonic, frankly.
Quite possibly. But obviously, at that point, maybe Sven and Rory can relieve you of duty so you can go and get something to eat. And
Well, there are plans afoot for a small break, but I'm not going to go into that in case you'll follow us.
Yeah, that's that's our private stuff. but yes, obviously, there might be one or two points where one person will go out, but there will always be SOS staff around. We're not all planning to go out at once.
No, the preparations and recommendations are being made in terms of who's sort of allocating breaks for people.
Fair enough. Anyway, that's not... They don't need to know that. What else do they need to know?
At this point in time, I really can't think of anything else.
So, okay, should we take a quick break and see what we can think of?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break and get a drink, because we should have had an intermission a long time back, probably.
Yeah.
So, we'll grab a quick drink, and you can listen to a piece of music that fits, I believe, the Summer of Sonic very, very well.
Yep.
In fact, it's kind of its theme song.
Yeah, it's a new venture from Sonic Rush Adventure, which is kind of a Caribbean style.
It's like a tropical island one.
Yeah, but we're playing you the Surfing SRR remix.
Surfing SRR.
E-R. So you guys listen to that, and we're gonna get a quick drink. And when we come back, you never know, there might be some more details. We're not gonna reveal anything, but there'll be more details to tell you what's happening and stuff. So we'll see you in 3 minutes.
See you then.
Let's feel our ocean breath. We are cruising overseas.
And we are back, but unfortunately I don't think Kevin's got back yet. So I'm going to play you guys another track while we get some stuff sorted. I'm going to play you the Angel Island Zone remix.
Hang on, he's here.
Oh, he's here?
He was coming up his stairs.
I did leave you a message, but never mind. Do you want a bit longer, or...?
No, I'm good.
No, we're good? Okay, well, let's go straight on then. Basically, I think all we're going to cover now is just some little stuff that... It's not really important, but kind of little tidbits that might help you on your way. Basically, with Summer of Sonic. I think one of the first things is, obviously... all of you who want to bring your DSs and PSPs, even whilst you're waiting in the queue, we're not going to prohibit you when you use them. There might be some cases in the performance. Obviously, I think Kev mentioned earlier that Lee might be doing a performance, you said?
Yes, I did. In the event of that, obviously... Probably not a good idea to be started gaming and lots of boop beep boops in the middle of whatever he's going to perform for us.
Yeah, if it does. In that kind of case, at least turn your volume off, because that's not particularly hard. But we would have.
Although, to be honest, we kind of gather you'd want to take notice of that.
Mm. 2 pints of water are always good. So, yes, we do actually be considerate when there is stuff on stage. Obviously, I think, while I think the pod on Chronicles probably won't have, will probably have set headphones, I would have thought, because it'll be hard, it's hard to hear the music anyway in the game, so we'll probably stick a pair of headphones in, so it kind of blocks out the sound.
Chronicles won't be on 100% of the time, so okay. What I may choose is to actually, the pods will sort of, not be on, maybe,
yeah,
at that
no,
time.
Fair enough. Obviously, then, the same goes for... Obviously, I'm sure plenty are excited about meeting the great Lee Brotherton or your favourite comic writer, Nigel.
Or your favourite webmaster. Or...
Yes, or your favourite Hatted Northerner. No one wants to meet the Cornish Pasty, of course.
Does Phil have a hat?
Who, I'm talking about
a hat.
Although, yes, he does actually have a hat.
Yeah, but there we go then. So if you want me to Verger,
if you're a fan of Emerald Coast, you know...
What, the Emerald Coast? The best Sonic the best Sonic sprite comic out there?
Of course, emeraldcoast.co.uk. Oh god, that was fun. He still does that every time. He does that every time we mention it now. He goes, emeraldcoast.co.uk.
I'm very pleased that you did remember that, because I know several people, if I'd said that, who wouldn't recall for some reason. So, hats off to Earthheart of the Sonic Sprites Network.
I'm like part of almost half the things now. It's like, got SSR and SSN. Not that SSN is going particularly well. Anyway, this is off topic. The one thing we're going to ask is, obviously, don't everybody rush them. We will see if there is a huge demand for Lee, there's a huge demand for Sonic, we will set up queues quickly, and we'll try and space it out so there's enough room for everybody and all.
Sonic is incidentally taking time out from his very, very busy schedule, as I'm sure you're aware. Plus he's been feeling quite a funny of a night time at the moment.
we're not
quite sure what's going on. Maybe a bad chili dog he's eaten. But,
yeah.
There will be a point where maybe Sonic needs to disappear off and just check things are okay in Green Hill.
Yep.
And that he will return because he's a speedy hedgehog and that.
It's
so there will be periods with Sonic's there, there'll be periods where Sonic's not there because he's just checking on things and just making sure that you're safe.
Yes. Although, officially, he's not got security privileges. I suppose it's a different kind of safety.
That's a good point. Sonic will not have his hand stamped.
Mm. So you can't trust Sonic completely.
No.
But that's...
You never can. at the end of the day, you might just run off.
Shush. You're going to kill people's hopes and dreams here. All the little kiddies ones.
Sonic's very friendly and he likes meeting new people.
He is. I met him at the Guinness World Records. Sonic and Knights.
You met him before then. You met him at the M&S day, didn't you?
I met Mario as well. I think Sonic was very glad to have some fans there because the Mario fans were kind of, hey, we want to hug Mario. Sonic, bugger off.
Yeah, he was.
Second session. Wasn't
he was very. He was glad of the love.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, in the first
session, he wasn't that pleased with you guys though, because you let the Nintendo person win.
No, we won. I was in the second session.
Graham won. Right. You're in the talented session.
Yep. So yeah, actually, Sonic was proud with us, not with the other group. He had the most fans in the first group because I think it was 2-7.
Well, there we go. That's yeah, he did have the most fans and the most. I would say no, not meaning the disrespect to you, but the more senior and more fans that Sonic was familiar with.
Yeah, I suppose.
Sonic remembers you now. He was very happy to see you.
Yeah,
in the Pokemon Trainer Ensemble.
And also got to meet the Richard Jakes there as well.
Yeah, Richard Jakes just turned up at that. That was crazy.
That was weird. So, yes, Sonic will be at the event, but obviously, again, don't crowd him. He needs his space sometimes. He's not claustrophobic, because he can get into tight little pipes and all, but, you know, give him some space.
If there's waves of people coming towards him, he might think it's water. And that might panic him.
Yes, and the same goes for obviously our guests as well, and obviously the webmasters. Well, it probably won't be as bad for the webmasters, I think, because they're not quite. You're getting to the celebrity status. Sven might have it, but everyone else isn't quite there yet.
No, just me. It's great. if you're a member, incidentally, of the Sonic Rex crew, or fan of Sonic Rex, or I think. Or you remember the Inferior Online board or something, and you turned up. Feel free to ask for me. I'll be pleased to pop along and say hello.
We'll see if we can find him. I'm just going to have a look at the quick list of attendees we've got, because we've actually got quite a few people coming over. I had a person contact me today from Spriter's Resource.
Me and Sven know about that.
Yeah, Daz.
Yeah, we know about that.
That's right. I've got.
I'd speak to Sven about that actually.
I've added him to the list anyway because he posted, but it wasn't on the list for some reason. So
he sent Sven an email.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
No, he's not a guest. If he's listening, no, he's not a guest.
Oh, he's not. He's a special guest.
No, he's not.
And what is he then? Is he?
He's somebody who's attending the event. As a fan.
Okay, fair enough.
Not a special guest. You can't invite yourself as a special guest.
By guest, I meant normal person. You got guests and special guests.
He offered his services at that.
Alright, fair enough. Interesting. Anyway, where else we got people coming from? Obviously, we've got good old Dark Speeds coming from Australia from the Ashworth series.
America?
Yep, we've got Zizou from Sonic Cage Dome.
We've got a couple coming from America. We've got a couple coming from America. There's a couple coming from Germany.
Mm-hmm. Remember, you said there was a special couple actually coming from.
Well, this is great, which I think, because Crystal Dreams is coming from Germany. Mm-hmm. And Crystal Dreams' boyfriend's coming from America. And they're all meeting at Sound Russell. It's really sweet. Really sweet. And their friend, they have a friend who's coming from another country.
Oh, man. I hope they've all signed there. Up.
This is the most international group at Summer Sonic, is the Crystal Dreams group.
Let's see what I've got, because we've got this little column. If you are representing a company, so Daz will be representing Spriter's Resource, and obviously...
If you're representing the site, or if you're there to cover the event for somebody.
Tell us when you're signing in, because we'll add that onto your details.
Yeah.
So
it just means that we know. Mm. you know, as opposed to just going out and just going about the place. If you let us know, then we might be able to, you know, arrange, if you remember press or something, we might be able to arrange for a little bit of an interview or something, or take some time out and speak to you and give you answer some questions or what have you. Which is, it's really for your benefit as well, but just let us know.
I'm just having a look at who we've got. I mean, I've never heard of this one. A blog, lolocourse.co.uk.
Yeah, look it up and have a little look at that later, mate.
Bouncy BH. No, I don't know. And then we've also got, I mean, obviously we've got people from around the TSS network. We've got Disco Ponies from the Sonic Show. We've got this guy called Dreadnux. I don't know what he does.
Did he make it on the list?
Yeah, he's on the list. He's got his full name. Supposedly he's not getting a raffle ticket for some reason.
Is he not?
No. But supposedly he's
associated. I can't remember writing that.
There's a big
no. Yeah. I'd erase him, frankly.
All right. Erase. We've then got Elanal from liveuk.com.
Yes. Yeah. There's various people turning up. But so the ones we've got on there so far are people who said this. I'm there, and I'm going to represent.
Yep. MySlice.net. Findthecomputerroom.com.
Yeah, those guys are coming. I'm looking forward to seeing them. Actually,
that'd be interesting.
There will be some sort of signage to give you a bit of a clue as to where the hall is. By the way,
will there?
And it might have something to do with the websites that was just mentioned.
Well, find the computer.
It won't be obvious. It won't be obvious unless you're a Sonic fan.
Oh, I see. Right, this way to the computer room.
Yeah.
let's see.
Find the computer room.
We've also got Fast Feet. If you don't know who Fast Feet is, you've obviously not been with either TSS very long, or you're not very good with the media side. Fast Feet is from...
Speaking of Fast Feet, he's just launched a new version of the Fast Feet media player.
Yes, I have seen. It's actually quite nice. I quite like the option at the end of it where it's like, okay, do you want to replay it? Do you want to download a better quality version of it? It's like, hang on a sec, YouTube don't let me do this. Or do you want to go to the forums to discuss it? I actually quite like that feature.
It doesn't have a win button, though.
Doesn't have a what?
A win button.
What does a win button do?
It lets you win the game. There's no win button there, which fails, in my opinion.
Okay. But yes, obviously, Fast Feet from Fast Feet Media. He is coming. And obviously, I think he's going to be showing off some Fast Feet Fast Feet Media stuff. Sonic Cage Dome, incidentally, are releasing their website on the same day, I believe. Are they showcasing it at Summer Sonic, or...?
Well, that would require them using the video wall, which is going to be run by me. So it would be rather advisable for them to just, you know, let me know.
Yeah, that would have been helpful. but that
would be obvious, surely.
No. So we've also got Radio Sega coming. We got Destructoid. What's Destructoid?
Destructoid are coming, yes. Quite a few people of Destructoid might be coming.
There's another one somewhere down on the list. Mike Taylor. I wonder where Mike Taylor comes from. There's another Destructoid one here now.
I've sort of put on, I know, they're coming from Destructoid.
DS London, Sonic the Comic Online. I believe the guys from Sonic the Comic Online...
A few people from Sonic the Comic Online.
I believe they've already met Nigel once, haven't they? Some of them have.
Yes, that is the case.
Yep.
If it isn't Sonic the Comic Online kind of endorsed?
Basically, yeah, they approve of it. Basically,
they approve of the continuation, I think. And so do we. It's really well done. Not something I'm into massively, but I appreciate what they do. If that makes sense.
Who else we got? We have the head of SSR coming, Mr. Rory Raccoon. You might want to be careful with kids around him.
Don't poke him.
he should be on his best behaviour.
Yeah. If you poke him in the back, he tends to have his kung fu action.
Don't. Just don't do it. one Mr. Rory Black, who's also not entered for this for the raffle, according to this.
No, we're giving Rory away as a prize. Oh, damn it.
Why aren't I entering? Riboshi from Sonic Rex is coming. I assume
Riboshi from various Riboshi things.
Yeah. Well, I assume that's what ZSW's for.
If the hobo is with him, the hobo's not allowed in.
Yeah, because I'm afraid he's a bit on to the... Oh, dear. We got someone from Euro Nintendo coming.
Yes, Euro Nintendo's made their...
Obviously, the ones we haven't heard from yet are stuff like the big...
Stuff like those ones that, that have said they're...
I think... Mr. Dreadnoughts is asking GameSpot, are you coming or not? But I know, I heard somewhere that the official Nintendo magazine for Europe are interested in coming. I don't know whether they will or not, but I know they're interested.
Again, it's the sort of thing that would suggest that they...
get into contact with us. Not that they're listening.
It might be the case that I have to do a mail on Monday. To, like, the context list.
Yes. We'll have to wait and see. Sonic Yoda will be around.
Yes.
Yep.
And about.
Yep. He'll be somewhere, if you want to meet him. More DS London. TFMX. Frongus. Oh, yeah, Turbo's mentioned him a couple of times. Turbo's also from TFMX.co.uk as well. But obviously, probably more people listening to this will know him from SSR. Turbo Drive Live.
Not the Turbo Drive Live.
Yes, the Turbo... Don't. let's have a look. And then we've got this guy called Erfart. I have actually taken the liberty of filling that one out completely to give whoever's doing the typing an example.
Mm.
Though I have noticed that it's number formatting on the blooming... telephone number, so I'm just going to change.
Sorry, I cannibalised that from something else.
Oh, I see.
How to do that.
That's alright. Oh, I've done it. It's done. So, zero. No. Don't set as that. I want them set as... Where's text? There we go. So the numbers are now... have zero at the front. Yay. So yes, I have one filled out entry in this form now, completely. Okay, right, that's gone.
Alternatively, on the basis it's going to be in alphabetical order, they could probably look at mine.
Yours isn't full
and
yet.
And it's higher than you.
Yes, but yours isn't full. You've only got...
Oh, wow.
You've got Kevin Eva.
Don't give it all away.
SW Sega. But you've not got an address, you've not...
Alright, it's got nothing there, it's fine.
I
know, you don't need it.
You've not approved that you're going to obey by the rules.
I am the rules.
You wish, I'm the rules. I'm the one that's gone to...
I am the law!
But yes, so we've got quite a few people. I mean, the list itself goes up to...
If anyone gives you fuss, and you go, I am the law, I will give you a fiver.
What am I supposed to say, Ian?
If anyone causes trouble, yep. And you go, I am law, I will give you a fiver.
Does it have to be recorded?
It has to be while I'm there.
Oh, that's going to be difficult.
We'd have to probably be with Sven there as well, because Sven would love that.
That's impossible. I can't do it with both of you there.
If there's that big a fuss, then yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Quite say that in both of us.
Don't jinx it. Please don't jinx it. Anyway, where were we? I can't remember now. General bits and tips and stuff. Right, getting there.
Right. In terms of, please be aware, okay, right, so the two main methods of transport... bus, we'll ignore bus because I'm not quite sure how that, you'd have to work that out for yourself. The most obvious way is tube. Now, one second, sorry.
Just checking the tube station.
the tube station is Holborn. Now, that's on the Central and Piccadilly line, which is the red and the dark blue.
I better look this up myself, actually. So, look. Underground. Search Underground in Google. London Underground, sorry.
London Underground map. And you'll find it. It's literally, it's very, very central. So it's on the Central line and the Piccadilly line. And I think that's it.
Holborn. Is it Holborn, did you say?
Holborn, yes.
And that's on the Northern line. Northern line and whatever the red one is.
Oh, I apologize. Oh, no, it's not Piccadilly.
No, it is. Sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. It is. Yeah, it is Piccadilly. I can't tell. It's halfway between. It's like. You can't tell which one it's attached to. No, it is. It is Piccadilly, sorry.
Yeah. So Piccadilly and Central line. If you come out of that through the general entrance, you will see directly in front of you this Sainsbury's across the other side of the road. That road going off into the distance next to the Sainsbury's is the one you need to go down. I'll give you four, sort of more details on exactly where you need to go on the website. Mm-hmm. But that's your main direction. Okay, so that's the easiest way.
Mm-hmm. As far as, I mean, obviously, we are basically depending on you to look it up, see where you're going. I mean, obviously, you're all coming from different directions. I mean, I'm staying in London the night, and I'm actually making a stop off before I go there. So I'm going to be taking the very long route round, which involves me going on 4 different stops, I believe. Unless I'm catching a lift from one of them to the other. We'll have to see on that one. But obviously, we are depending on you guys to look it up, see where you're coming from. But the other thing I'm going to say now is, do not all get there at 10. Seriously.
We cannot watch it enough, honestly.
Obviously, we're not going to let you in before 10 full stop. There is no questions asked on that one. But if you get there, if everybody got there at 10 o'clock, we probably would not get through the crowd before 11.
Well, if you all get there at 10 o'clock, nobody will be able to get anything in to set up the hall.
Yeah, totally.
So the other option you've got is if you're coming down by car. Now, there are several very good reasons why you shouldn't do that. Because number one, it's London.
And if you don't, if you're foreign, we'll explain this. London is pretty much known for having, some of the slowest traffic queues in history, apart from possibly the M25.
And Tokyo. That's kind of it.
Yeah. So what? Third most slowest traffic, because you basically sit there for about 4 hours. And I'm not kidding.
Well, not only that, you've got the congestion charge, which is a which you would have to pay.
Mm-hmm. Even if you don't belong in England, you still have to pay it, I'm afraid. And they will track and hunt you down.
Then of course, there's actually the manner of parking. Now, there is, I found, somewhat nearby, an NCP car park in Drury Lane. But again, please be aware that this is London. And if you're in London, then they assume that you're a city boy, which is a stockbroker, if you don't know the terminology, and are therefore on £18 billion a year, plus expenses.
Or you're a tourist, and basically, you've come to London, and everything in London, you pay an extra little charge because it's from London. So if we take
exactly, there is this added charge that you're in London, therefore you have to pay much more.
And this isn't just the parking; this is everything. This is
with the exception of the McDonald's and the things, this general stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
so again, this is another good reason why you should perhaps bring some food.
Pubs and stuff will charge you more. An example will be: I know this isn't quite near the event, but we occasionally meet up at Euston, and actually I can have my last meal there at the Euston Flyer. Well, a garlic and cheese bread. It was a fair-sized panini, not massive. It wasn't a whole meal. It was what you'd normally get for a side order. That cost me about $6.95, I think. That's for a side order. So please be aware of that when you're buying food around London. The drinks themselves aren't cheap either. I think it was lemonade, £2 something. Pint of lemonade. Don't say we didn't warn you. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yep. I'm still here.
But yes, I mean, the main train station, obviously people will be coming from all over the country. If you're coming from the east... No, is it east or west? Which way is towards Wales? Is it west?
Which way is it towards Wales? West.
Yeah. If you come from the west, you're probably going to be coming in at Victoria or Paddington, probably. And so your best bet is either get the Circle or... Well, no. Yeah, probably the Circle line until you get to either a Central line or a Piccadilly line transfer, and then catch it to Holborn. Make sure you go in the right way. The Circle line obviously goes around in a circle, so you're not got much problem there.
Right, I'm going to just give some very quick advice, bearing upon where your terminus will be. By terminus, of course, I mean where you, if you're coming in by train, where you will need to go. One second, just to get the full London map up, because there is four. Think, oh no, of course, just give me a very truncated one. Blah, blah, you Google.
I can do the ones that I come in regularly. If you come in from anywhere between Manchester, Stafford to Milton Keynes Way, you'll be arriving most likely in Euston. From Euston, you can take, well, the probably easiest route is take the Northern Line, if you're going by tube, of course. To the Northern Line south towards Goode Street, Leicester Square, the one that will say is Charing Cross, an embankment. Take that and get off at Tottenham Court Road. From Tottenham Court Road, it's one stop to Holborn. And yeah, that's basically the easiest way. You can do something very similar from King's Cross St Pancras. Actually, from King's Cross, if you're getting in at King's Cross, you can take the Piccadilly line, but you got to do a little bit of a walk first at King's Cross, not much.
Yes, not much, because there's a couple, because it's King's Cross station and St Pancras station, but they're more or less right next to each other.
So I think you have to walk across the road from King's Cross to get on the tube to...
That's one of them.
And then it's quite literally direct from there till Holborn. It's on the same line.
There is a possibility that you will be arriving at Liverpool Street Station as well. If that's the case, then you just have to go on to their underground station from there. And then you need to catch the Central Underground line, which is the red one. And you will need to catch it going westward.
I should probably mention...
And that will take you straight to Holborn.
Yep. The Euston line, the Northern line is black, so that's the one from Euston. It does split in two at Euston though, so you need to be going, you need to make sure you get the one which says, I'm going to Charing Cross and Embankment. And Tottenham Court Road is the one you need to get off at. And the actual Piccadilly line from King's Cross is dark blue. There are lots of different blues, so make sure you catch the dark blue one.
So, next one up in terms of train terminuses which are quite possible. Victoria.
I can do Victoria easy because that's the one I'm coming in from.
Well, I'll let you do Victoria then.
from Victoria, you've got a fair few options, because unfortunately it's the one that's probably one of the least direct. What you can do is you can catch the light... Which one's the light blue line? I forget again.
Victoria line.
You can catch the Victoria line, one stop north to Green Park, and from Green Park you can get direct to Holborn, and that's going eastward.
And that's changed. That's changing from the Victoria line onto the Piccadilly line northbound, or northeast bound.
It's northbound, northbound from Victoria. It's northbound from Victoria, and then it's
Eastly.
Eastwise on Piccadilly line. You'll go past Piccadilly Circus, and you'll eventually get to Holborn. Don't get off at Covent Garden, I assume.
No, don't get off at Covent Garden.
Even though the place is called the Covent Garden Dragon Hall, get off at Holborn. It's quicker.
Yeah. London Bridge is another place that you might be... In fact, this is where I'll be coming from. In which case, you can... You've actually got two routes open to you, depending upon what you want to do. One route is you can get the Jubilee line, which is the grey line, and you can take that down to Green Park, and then take the Piccadilly line. You may need to take that in the event of there being work on Bank Station. Please beware that changing it between Bank and Monument Station is a bit of an issue at the moment. It shouldn't be a problem, but in the event of something going wrong, something going weird with Bank, take the Jubilee Piccadilly route. Elsewise, this is the route you will need to take. Take the Northern Line, northbound, to Bank, which is one stop. You will then be able to get off of the station at Bank and change to the Central Line. You'll have to go up several sort of elevators and things, but don't be put off by that. And then take the Central Line westbound again to Holborn. That's a few stops.
Yeah. The other one, if you come in from even further south than London, you might get in at Waterloo. If that's your case, it's quite... You get on the Northern Line, going north, and then again it's the same from Euston. Get off at Tottenham Court Road, you've then got one stop to Holborn.
Actually, there's one more thing. If for some reason you are coming via Heathrow...
Actually, that's quite possible.
If there's a possibility you're coming from Heathrow. If you're coming from Gatwick Airport, you need
Victoria
to get the train into London Bridge.
Or Victoria. There's one
or
direct
Victoria,
from...
and then follow the instructions.
You can get a ticket, especially from Gatwick, called the Gatwick Express. That will take you straight into Victoria. I'm not sure if that's cheaper or not than a normal ticket. You'll have to search on the day if you've not booked it in advance. If you've booked,
I think by doing that you're kind of limited though to the Gatwick Express.
You are
in terms of using that train to get back.
Yes, but considering how often they leave, as long as you're still going to Gatwick Airport, it's fine. But it means you won't be confused by stops. If you're not English, it means you won't be confused by stops as much, because there's quite a few stops between them.
So, if you're coming from Heathrow, if you're at, it depends upon what terminal you're at. Actually, the one I'm looking at is a bit out of date because it didn't even mention Terminal 5. If you're coming from Heathrow, you can just get on a train, a tube train, and that is the Piccadilly line, rather usefully. So you can just get on that. It'll be a bit of a trek on the tube. But if you are coming directly from Heathrow, for whatever reason, and you decided not to drop your bags off first, yes, get straight on the Piccadilly line at Heathrow and just follow it along, have a nice sit down, read a book, and again, that will take you straight to Holborn.
Yep. That's easy enough. I'm trying to think, is there any other major...
Waterloo?
I already covered Waterloo.
Yeah, Waterloo.
It's the Northern Line up to Tottenham Court Road, one cross to Holborn. So say if you get off at the same stop as you would from Euston.
Have I done Ealing Broadway?
Which one?
Ealing Broadway. That's another one that could be.
No.
Especially from those coming from the west.
Yeah.
Ealing Broadway, if you're coming from via that way, very simple, straight it's central line direct.
But you need to be careful when going back, because the train, there's two different trains. So, if you really are unsure, there's not really any alternate way to get around. Oh, yes, there is.
If you are not familiar with London Underground, there's tube maps all over the place.
Yeah.
Feel free to grab that.
And there's always one in the tube stations as well, so.
Always one in the tube station. There's also, actually, or there should be, if you're coming out of Holborn and you want to make sure you know a bit more of the surrounding area in terms of road names and things, pretty much every single tube station now has a small little card in roughly the same position of the tube maps, which just shows you the area around the tube station.
Yeah.
So pick one of those up as well.
Okie dokie then. So that's... To be honest, tube is probably the easiest way to go. It may not be the cheapest, but it's certainly...
The quickest, actually, I'd
say.
Probably
the quickest as well.
Especially when you consider where you end up in terms of where the hall is.
I mean, to be fair...
Where you exit.
To be fair, from some of the stations, you could walk to Holborn. Both Euston and King's Cross aren't that far to walk if you really want to save money. Mm. However, do look at road maps for that. Mm. I mean...
From Holborn Tube to the Dragon Hall, it's less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's not far at all.
Less than 5 minutes walking slowly.
I mean, I'm just thinking, because obviously we've met up near Goode Street before, haven't we? Some of the events we've done.
Yeah.
I mean, Tottenham Court Road is about another 5 minutes down from that. So, from Euston, it's what? 15 minutes to Tottenham Court Road. If you had another 10 minutes to get to Holborn, it's about half an hour walk from both Euston and King's Cross.
I wouldn't recommend doing that unless you're very familiar with London, though.
Mm.
If you're Londoner and you're confident, do that. If you're not that confident,
it's probably best
take the hit and do the tube.
Mm. I'm trying to think what all-day tickets are. It's like a fiver, isn't it? Over a fiver.
Not that bad. I mean, if you go and do other things in the evening and stuff as well, that's ideal for you.
The all-day tickets, they're a little bit of a misplace. All-day tickets will allow you into what's known as Zone 1 and Zone 2, I believe.
Holborn Zone 1, isn't it?
Basically everything around the very centre of London is all Zone 1. So that will cover from Euston all the way to Victoria, it will cover to Waterloo. They're all Zone 1 and 2.
London Bridge, Tower Hill, which I know somebody's in Tower Hill, aren't they? Mm. Covers King's Cross, covers Euston, covers Paddington, covers...
It'll cover all your major... Everything, all the major stations people come into London are in Zone 1, and most of them are about the edge. Zone 2 is a little bit outside that. Unfortunately, if you're coming from Heathrow, I think you need to get a Zone 6 ticket. And the same with Ealing Broadway. I think that's Zone 3 or 4.
If you're coming from Amersham, you're in trouble.
Really?
That's Zone D.
Zone D? Never heard of it.
It goes 6, and it goes A, B, C, D.
Okay, never heard of that before.
I've only just spotted it in the top corner.
Interesting.
It's far away.
I mean, the other thing is, obviously, some of you are staying in London night. Obviously, look for your nearest tube station. Get a tube map the night before if you're staying in London. I mean...
And for God's sake, take care of yourself.
Yes. Be careful in London. I mean, obviously, hopefully, if you're with family, it shouldn't be too bad, but... London's not the worst place in the world to be, but it's certainly not the best. So do keep an eye on your money. There are a lot of stuff around in London giving you advice and stuff. So I think the one they always say on the tube is, do not give money to beggars. I think that's always on the tube and the trains around London. I don't know. I mean, I can understand why in a way. But obviously, be careful, Alan. Honestly, it's not as bad as sometimes they make it out to be on the media. It really isn't.
But
be vigilant.
Don't take it as read that you're 100% safe, because you never are.
No, you never are. Heck, I'm in a little village and I get drunkards like basically pissing around the gate outside the door here a lot of the time. And this is a small little village where nobody lives. If I can get that here, I think we can get in London.
Alright, so yeah, so just don't stay out till very, very late. Make sure you know your routes. And make sure also, if you're going to be doing that, make sure you know if you're maybe staying near where a little tube station is. Make sure you know that you can get back in time, tube station isn't going to close for any reason.
And if you can sign into your hotel and dump your bags off and then you want to go exploring London, that's probably a better idea. Don't carry all your stuff with you, because it's more likely something will get stolen.
Also, don't wander around London dressed as tails.
Shush.
if you want to be cosplaying at the event, and I know that some people want to.
Yes, I know. There's someone who wants to dress as tails. It's already been announced.
Yes.
It's not the same guy as last month.
Is Vajir going to sign people in dressed as tails, or...?
shush. but yes, if you are cosplaying, I think we can... If you want to bring your costume to SOS and change it at there, I think we can allow that, can't we?
Oh, for goodness sake, yes, of course.
We would not advise walking around London like that.
No.
I mean,
the only person that wander around London dressed as a character from a Sega video game, if you've got two guys with you.
Yeah, and pretty beefy ones.
Especially if you're going out with one of them.
Shush. But yes, again, I can't emphasize, I am going to keep emphasizing this, please don't all turn up at 10 o'clock. I think we're planning on putting up a schedule sometime soon. If there is something that you're not particularly interested in, and you've already done everything,
feel free to go away. let somebody in who might want, and if you come back, have a little break, have your lunch early or something.
I mean, the thing is, if you give us a contact number and you win a prize and you're not there, if you leave us with a mobile number and you're still nearby, it might be possible that you can still come and collect the prize. Because obviously, after the event's finished, we'll obviously have to pack some stuff up as well. So if you can make it back, you may still be able to get your prize, rather than us having to wait for us to send it off. I say
that's the we, and as the we is me.
Yes. I would offer to help. I have offered for some transportation that you suggested.
Yes. There's anything that isn't claimed has to be dragged back to the Sega UK office.
Yes, which I probably will be helping you with that.
Yeah. No after party for us.
We'll go to the after party afterwards. But we're hoping not to have a lot of stuff to take back with us, really.
No.
The goodie bags are going to be the one thing that we're bringing with us, and we really do hope we won't
take
them back.
They will go.
So yes, at the end of it, if we have any left, you can have an extra one, maybe. It's unlikely we'll have extra ones left, mind you, though.
So if we've got any left, I'll be absolutely astonished.
Yeah. Right. Do we need to cover? Do you think there's anything else we need to give advice?
I think that's it. I think that's it, mate.
Yeah, we'll be going on
at least for now.
Yeah, we'll be going on for almost 3 hours now. So, you know, it's probably a best thing. Yes. Obviously, keep tuned to the SOS site. Updates will be there. Obviously, I do know some people have been relying on the Sega blogs for updates and be going, when was Lee Brotherton ever confirmed? It's like,
Well, that's that. I can answer that quite easily by saying that please keep. I put up a blog saying please keep an eye on the Summer of Sonic site. It's the Sega blogs for this from now on. So
do keep on looking at the Summer of Sonic website. Obviously, we update it on the TSS page as well. I say we, it's usually Sven. I don't have the access for that.
Well, it's only Sven, which is part of the problem.
No, I think the other TSS staff can update it if we ask them to, if we need to. They can update it on the front page.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm sure one of them will if I ask them. I'm sure Sling and Lem would do it. They can't update the SOS site, but they can update the TSS. So check SOS, maybe check TSS as well, but SOS is going to be your main source.
So to answer a question that appeared on the comments, where can I go to discuss this and speak to people who will be there? Go to the Sonic Stadium message board.
Yes, obviously you do have to be SSMB. You do have to be a member to comment, but I think the SOS topic itself is currently open to the public to view. Have you had any other comments from Sega blogs or?
Apart from this is fantastic, and where would be the ideal place for me to stay if I come along next year?
Yeah, I mean,
which is getting a bit ahead of ourselves. Yeah, I must admit, kiddies.
When did we start planning this? Let's think.
In terms of this event, it's been sort of pipe dream for me and Sven for several years.
Really?
But the actual event itself. Mm.
This year's one, we kind of. When did we get it together, really?
Sven was talking about it back in February.
Yeah. I must admit, I think we left the venue quite late, which didn't help.
I've been doing work on it since. Well, there's a minor work on it in April, I think.
Mm.
And it's just been ramping up until then. I mean, I had to get Sega on board, obviously.
But, we're not sure if there's going to be another one next year, guys. It may not be a year, it may not be an annual thing. It may be, we'll try and do it as often as we
biennial, it might be.
Yeah, or, you never know. The next one might not be till Sonic's 20th, possibly. We don't know. But obviously, it will depend on how well this goes. If this one goes abysmally and by the end of it we're tearing our hair out, we won't do another one. Please make this as enjoyable for us as it is for you. Obviously, we're here to make sure you have fun, but please don't try and screw it up in a way. Don't purposely go out your way.
You'll find a lot of people get very angry at you in a hurry. And those won't even be us.
Yeah, that won't necessarily just be us.
remember, you are surrounded by Sonic fans who are trying to have a good time.
Yeah. So first things first, leave all this arguments and debate outside the door. Friendly, casual debate maybe we'll accept, but we don't want any of the voice actor rubbish. We don't want any of the recent rubbish that's been going on.
Sonic has to sword.
Yes, none of that.
The sword S to sucks or.
Yes, none of that, please.
No, the argument is the one thing that. The thing that sucks there.
We will allow debates like, what's the game that has had the most effective spin dash on? That's acceptable, I suppose, but, you know. Please be civil.
Although, if you talk about that, but being very.
Dude, remember, I'm
oh,
in a...
Yes, Sonic 3D had the, the best spin dash.
Kev, remember, I'm in a university where, and I will say, there has actually been a debate on the effectiveness of using mushrooms in Super Mario World. That's just one game. There was a whole article on it.
I still have some budget, so if you do appear in a Mario costume, I will try and hire some stocks, and you'll be put in the stocks outside. And
oh.
Well, if you set up in America, fair play to you because you'll be bloody brave.
Although, let's be fair, we're not going to turn you away because you're from a Mario site or a Nintendo site.
Oh, goodness no. Goodness no.
As long as you've signed up to the site.
You start spouting stuff, though.
Yeah. Right, okay, so let's wrap this up, I think, so otherwise we are going to go on. And I'm sure you've got work in the morning.
Yes.
Whereas relax. I'm on late shift. But I had to start at 5:30 this morning. That's my... I don't know what the word for it is. Curse. Right, so let's wrap this up. What were the main points we need to go through, that we've gone through?
We've gone through the rules and regs.
Right, yep. You must obey them. You must agree to them, otherwise we won't let you in. If you're not down on the list, we won't let you in. I know it's a lot of negative, but basically, be good little boys and girls and you'll enjoy it more, really.
We've gone through transport, how to get there.
Yep. We've gone through some of the events as well, I suppose. We've revealed one thing, I think. The lunchtime.
Yes. I'm not sure that had been officially revealed yet, but I think most people knew about it, who were on the SSMB and stuff, so.
And we haven't actually told you what it is, partially because we don't know yet.
It's a Sonic quiz that some people will be brought up for.
Yep.
And there'll be something for them if they win, probably.
And T-Bird will be hosting it. So. And, yes. If you have any more questions, guys, don't hesitate to contact one of us here at SOS. Obviously, Sven Dreadnux's email is plastered all around the thing. Mr. Archangel, would you like to give them a one if they want to contact you for SOS, not for Sega business? You don't want to flood your Sega.
If you want to contact me for SOS, you can leave. Actually, a good way of doing it is just leave a comment on the blog, Nick. Just leave a comment. It won't materialise there straight away because obviously they're got to go through an approval process. But if you just put a comment on there with your email address and say, and then just put on it a question for SOS and then post it there via that way, I'll then be able to get back to you.
Hmm.
I think it's the best way of doing it.
Yeah.
So that's, I suppose, where I'm looking sort of it daily. So it's...
If you want me, your best bet is earthheart@gmail.com. If you need to spell earthheart, earthheart@gmail.com. That's easy. But if I get any more I have had quite a few requests. Then I assume... Dred's been getting this as well. I have had a lot of requests of people saying, can you add me onto the list, please? I have said no, and I will continue to say no to anybody who asks. No exceptions.
The man has spoken. And this does go back to, if we say something, that means it's law.
Yes. And this also means if you suddenly decide you want to bring an extra friend, we honestly cannot hold everyone at the moment, so we really cannot let anyone extra in.
There so, we go.
Registration is closed, full stop, no questions asked. Blah. Press is a different matter because they're not in theory guests, and actually, in a way, we don't hold any responsibility for them in the first place. In theory, they should be paying us to come in, shouldn't they?
That's a good idea.
Press ones, yeah.
Well, should we charge them? Should we charge them enough for a decent, better SOS next year?
Yeah. Anyway, I think we best wrap this up because otherwise we're just going to die tired.
Yes.
Alright, well, this has been Earthheart.
And this has been Argentina.